goal kicker, Brett Conway.
Angry black guy here. How's it going, Dynamite?
Angry black guy, what can you possibly be angry about today?
Conway.
Yeah.
Would you date a black chick?
Would I date a black chick?
Bang a black chick.
Would you? Absolutely. Have you?
Absolutely was the answer, angry black guy.
Well, you just made angry black guy happy black guy today.
Hey, man.
The Don and Mike Show. Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK. Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast.
Maybe a couple later in the show if we have a moment.
Good.
And then continue to watch them throughout the next week, I think, as a matter of fact.
That is wonderful.
And I got a great J.O. list.
You know, I love a list.
Yeah, you do.
Nobody likes a list better than you do.
I'm a sucker for a list. And somebody sent the absolute mother of all lists of euphemisms for J.O.ing.
Oh, and they are, I think, you know, we've gotten Hooters lists. We've gotten... you know, private parts for people's bodies.
Yeah, penises and vaginas.
But I'll tell you right now, that particular thing, I think there's probably more vernacular for that particular act than anything in the world.
I mean, they're all done alphabetically. It's just ridiculous. I think I'm going to get through these. Answering the bone phone, assault on a friendly weapon, backstroke roulette, baiting your hook, batting practice, bash the candle, beat off. beating the bait, beating the bishop, beating the dummy, beating the snake.
Now, wait a minute. How many do you have total? Because sometimes, you know, sometimes some of those should be sabered.
You got like 150 of them.
You got 150.
Maybe just, more.
You go through them so quickly, we can't enjoy them all the time.
Beating the dummy, beating the snake, beating the stick, beating your meat, beating your own best friend, bleed the weed, blow your load, bludgeon the beefsteak, bop the bologna, box the Jesuit, buffing the banana, buffing the wood, burping the worm, bartering your corn.
Burping the worm.
Calling down for more mayo, carrying weight, cast off, changing your oil, charm the cobra, choke the sheriff, wait for the posse to come, choke Kojak, choke your chicken, civil war, choke Kojak, cleaning out your robe, clean the pipes, clean your rifle, clubbing Eddie, couch hockey for one, cranking the fat, crack the shank, cranking, crown the king, cuff the carrot, cuffing the puppy, Custer's last stand.
Or Custard's last stand.
Yeah, that's right. Date Miss Michigan, devil's handshake.
Date Miss Michigan.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know. That's interesting. You laugh, though, because it's just, you know what it's supposed to be.
Doodle whacking, doodle your noodle, do the do, drain the drain. Drain the dragon, drain the monster, drain the vein, dropping a line, digging a trench, doing your nails, dousing the digits, drilling for oil, erasing the problem, fanning the fur. Some of these are for women also.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Fanning the fur. Oh, hold on. I got a message for you.
Hey, right out of the chute. First segment. That's good.
Thank you.
That deserves to be sponsored.
Thank you. Egars.com. Finest cigar site on the planet. www.egars.com. They sponsor
Wonderful.
Our live farts on this show. Oh, and listen, Davis Stubblefield. Before
yes.
I get back to this list of the Redskins.
What about him?
Okay. I've had plenty of arguments with my wife.
Yes. All about luggage.
But in a, quote, normal argument with my wife,
mm-hmm.
never once did she bother to call the cops.
Right.
That's all I wanted to say. That is my editorial comment on that.
Interesting.
What did she tell the... Did she tell the cops that he hit her?
I don't know. You know, she...
Or did she just call the cops?
She has not made her side of the story known. All I know is that this football player for the Redskins, Dana Stubblefield, was arrested. We talked about this yesterday.
For spousal abuse.
And I saw him on TV today where he said, hey, listen, I never did anything. I never touched her. I never punched her. All we did was argue,
right.
And the law says if she makes a phone call,
right.
that the cops have to come out. We were having a normal argument. That's the quote from this guy. I was having a normal argument
right.
with my wife. And my comment to that is I have normal arguments with my wife
mm-hmm.
all the time.
But the police are not called.
But she never calls the cops.
Now, she did decline medical treatment, which indicates that if she was injured, certainly doesn't sound like it. But the reports from the police say that she wasn't injured.
Yeah, but in a normal argument...
But when somebody... See, it's so difficult. When somebody's declining medical treatment,
uh-huh.
then I assume, just hearing that obviously
right.
something's involved that would require medical treatment.
In a normal argument,
right.
the wife doesn't call the police.
That's right.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, if there, you know, and that's the key thing, if she was unharmed, if there were, you know, no physical aspects to this, then she just called the cops, and now what we've got is the system kind of being unfair to Dana Stubblefield. But if there was something that where, you know, we said, hey, we'll offer you some medical assistance.
Well, wait,
no, I don't need any, even though I've been hit in the face.
Hold on. Why would she call the cops if something didn't happen?
Exactly.
If they were just having a fight. If
right.
they were just having a normal spousal argument.
Right.
Why would she call the cops?
Exactly. That's
right.
what I'm saying. I think that's true. And I would think that something had gotten to a, you know, a level that required police intervention.
I don't know. It doesn't ring true.
Hadn't she done that to him before? Has she called the cops on him before? I thought she had.
I think this is not their first time, yeah.
As a matter of fact, was it this morning? No, we had a good morning this morning. It was yesterday morning that when I got up, I was just in a foul mood. And, you know, Frida pisses me off sometimes because she wakes up in the greatest mood.
Really happy and peppy and
you know,
a delightful day.
To her, every day is another day in paradise.
you know, always say that.
I'm serious. I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I think about is, you know, oh, I got to get up. I got to take my kid to school. Then I got to, now we're in this new workout plan. I got to go do my workout. Then I got to do my work for the show. Then I got to come in and I got to do the show. Then I got to come home at night. Meanwhile, when she wakes up in the morning, all she thinks about is, oh, Another day to enjoy life. Another day to go out and spend money. Another day to find another project to keep her occupied. And what happened yesterday...
The way you looked like another day off.
Yeah. And the way this got started was yesterday. Now, this was not today. This was yesterday morning. I came downstairs, and my kid was late getting up. We normally wake him up at about 6:15, and I let my wife wake him up yesterday morning. You know, that's a very tough thing to wake up a teenage boy.
I'm sure.
So she was supposed to wake him up at 6:15, get his ass out of bed, have him get in the shower and do all the stuff, because we gotta leave.
I wanted to check with you. You mean they're not always just automatically out of bed at 7 o'clock? It's not like automatic and they come running into your room and jump into your bed?
Not like when they're little, Mike.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, that's going to change.
So... I lounged in bed until 6:30.
All right, Mr. Late Sleeper. 6:30 in the morning?
6:30. I roll out. Cause now, to get my son to school on time, we got to leave our house by 7 a.m. We leave any later than 7, we're effed. So I get up at 6:30. I go in. I take a dump. I brush my teeth. I wash my face. I walk down the hall. I open the door to his room, and he's in there. And I go, hey, hey. Come on up, rise and shine, 20 till 7, we gotta go. Didn't Mom wake you up? No, Mom didn't wake me up. So I go downstairs, and already I'm mad because, hell, it's 6:30 in the morning, I got a ton of stuff to do. You know, the kid's not awake, and I go downstairs, and it just pissed me off that I went downstairs, and she was actually alone by herself with the dogs, making coffee, and she was a dum-da-dum-dum-dum. She was actually singing out loud, she was so freaking happy. Came down and I said something like, hey, thanks for waking the boy up. And she said, I did wake him up. And I said, well, no, I just went up there and he's asleep. She said, well, if he's late for school, it's his fault. I said, no. Listen, the problem is that I'm the one that drives him to school. And if we don't leave by 7 o'clock, I'm going to be out on the road for an hour and a half because there's a gigantic difference between leaving our house at 7 and leaving our house at 7:15 or 7:20.
Right.
And she said, why do you wake up so angry? And I said, because I don't look forward to every day. Because, like, I get up today, I say, it's an effing struggle. She says, why does the F word have to be one of the first words out of your mouth? And I said,
but she, you know, I know where she's got you on this, though. I know exactly where she's got you on this. I was going to say to you, why doesn't she drive him to school? But you like to do that. That's your thing, and you don't want to give that up.
Right. And I said to her, listen, just leave me alone. I just want to have my coffee. And she said, I just wish that one time you'd wake up in the morning happy, and one time you'd come home from work at night and you'd be happy. Because generally when I come home from work at night...
You're in a foul mood?
Well, not that I'm in a foul mood, but I'm...
You're very jovial here, usually.
I'm talked out.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Know.
I mean, the last thing I want when I get home is to sit down to the dialogue with my wife.
And you get it all out in the show here, and we're all happy for that.
And generally, a lot of times, my wife has a laundry list of things for me. It's not so much that we converse. I come home, and immediately it's the assault. It's... Did you call the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Did you call the insurance company? Mm-hmm. Did you call that guy to see the check in the mail? Did you check on the Quicken account? It's like I walk in the door, and rather than, hi, how you doing, immediately right. I get the, did you do all these jobs I gave you to do?
Sure.
So she said to me, you know, just one day I wish you would wake up happy, and then you would come home at night and be happy. And I said, well, then you married the wrong guy. I said, because I'm not happy. I'm not happy now. It's 6:40. The kid is still sleeping. I haven't had my coffee. You're singing. Anyway, my point is, we were having a fight, yet at no time did my wife feel the need to pick up the telephone and call the
authorities.
Call the police. Even though in that fight, technically, and it pains me to say this, I was wrong.
Right.
Because I came down in a badass mood.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing nothing except living her life and being happy and
just
singing.
Being perky and just, you weren't having any singing.
No. And yet we had what I would also call a normal argument. She had no time, picked up the phone to call the police.
It's interesting because the other day at breakfast, I came downstairs and my wife was there, and I said I packed Catherine a sandwich. I'd already done it. I said I made her a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. She said, tuna fish. You want a tuna fish? I said, okay, you make it. She ran right over to the phone. We had like three cruisers. We had three cruisers in the driveway,
wow.
And they're taking me away. I didn't understand. I know Rob's been through the same thing.
Well, I used to be at that point. Now
right,
you just have
right.
a red phone under glass, and she reaches for it, and I just, whoa, that's enough of that, little lady.
Like the bat phone.
Right. Exactly.
You remember when we actually have in our neighborhood, when the police cruisers come through to patrol the area, they actually come through our driveway and just linger for a little while, you know, just to make everything, you know, sure. They know I get home about 8 o'clock at night, and so they pull in about 9:30 just to, you know, so occasionally the doorbell will ring, and Laurel answer the door, and they'll say, "Everything okay here tonight?" She'll say, "Yes, tonight everything's fine." Okay, Laura, you say, and what they do is they'll look at, pretend you're me,
yeah,
and Laura's over here, and they'll say, "Okay, Laura, just checking in." And then they'll give me the dirty look.
Give you the double take.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Marcia keeps flares handy. I found what I was looking for about the Stubblefield story. He insists he did not hit his wife, who showed no signs of physical injury to police, and she declined medical treatment. Even so, battery is added from a legal standpoint whenever an assault charge involves a family member.
Well, then why'd she call the cops?
I don't know.
Well, she charged assault then. I mean, if it's an assault charge, then, you know, this is weird. There's a weird cover-up kind of thing going on here, because you don't, it seems to me that if you call the cops, and if the cops are taking a guy in, it's because someone has been, did he hit you? And she says yes. He's been charged with assault. Isn't that right? Isn't that what happened?
That's correct.
And he was charged with assault by his wife.
That's correct.
That's it. So there, that answers the question about what she's saying, even though she hasn't made a statement. She's saying that he hit her. Right?
Right. Yeah, well, she's charging assault, whatever that may mean, but she showed no signs of physical injury.
The police won't.
Hold on. You know what? I just figured it out.
What?
Maybe she just wouldn't listen.
Oh, God.
Maybe Mrs. Stubblefield just wouldn't
listen. Oh, God.
Okay.
You can't, like, the cops won't take you in if it's verbal assault.
It has to be physical assault.
Oh, if that's the case, you and I, we'd be sharing a cell together.
Welcome to death row.
Hard time.
Right. Jesus Christ. Okay. Let me get back to this list. I'm sorry, I got distracted there.
Yeah. Very good.
Fanning the fur. Feeding the beaded clam. Feeding your slot.
The beaded clam or the bearded clam?
Bearded clam, I'm sorry. Fidgeting your slot. Feeding your slot. Fiddling the bean. Finger baiting.
This sounds like we've gone into the female area here.
Finger painting. Finger blasting. Flicking the bean. Gagging the clam. Gagging the lips of love. Get a date with slick mittens. Get a lube job. Get to know yourself. Get a stinky pinky. Going mining. Gropping the grotto. Greasing your hips.
Groping the grotto.
Oh, what do they say?
Gropping the grotto.
Gropping. Sorry. Having sex with someone you love. Hee-haw with wrinkled meemaw.
They're good. They are good.
Hitching south. Hitchhiking to heaven. Hitchhiking under the big top. Killing off. Let the fingers do the walking. Making soup.
Ah, bingo.
One from the show, Manual Overdrive. Muffin buffin. Nulling the void. Paddling the pink canoe. Parting the Red Sea. Pearl fishing. Pet the petunia. Pet the pussycat. Polishing the nugget. Polishing the peanut. Polishing the pearl. Play poker. Play the clitor.
So you've moved into, like, all women ones now.
It's just the way they're done alphabetically.
Okay.
Let me go. You know what? Maybe these are set up for guys and for girls.
Okay.
Let me see. All right, here's another page of guys. Dropping stomach pancakes. That is a good one.
You know, all you do is you make the little, hey, what? Oh, okay.
Firm your worm. Fist your mister. Five against one. Five knuckle Olympics. Flogging your log. Flute solo. Flying a kite. Fondle the fig. Feeling the willies. Gallop the antelope. Gallop the maggot. Getting in touch with yourself. Getting to know yourself. Getting your caps peeled, giving it a tug, giving the John Hancock, grease the pipe, grease your bone, hack the hog, ham shank, hands-on training, handwork, having a Roy, have it off, have one off the wrist.
Got a Roy.
Hitchhike under the big top, hitching to heaven, hit the ham, holding all the cards, holding your sausage hostage, Hone your bone. Hump your fist. Hump your hose. Hump in air. Jackhammer. Jack the beanstalk. Jag off. Jazz yourself. Jelly roll.
Having stomach pain.
Jerk the gherkin. Jerk the Johnson. Jiggle the jewelry. Jimmying your Joey. Killing the beast. Knock the top off. Launching the hand shuttle. Leaking the main drain. Making the bald guy puke. Making yogurt. Mangle the midget. Massage your muscle. Measuring for condoms. Milking the bull. Milking the lizard. Milking the monkey. Molding hot plastic. Oil the glove. One-handed clapping. One-hand show. One-man show. One-man show tug of war. Pack your palm, paddle the pickle, paint the pickle, paint the walls, pat the Robertson, peel the banana, peel the carrot, pet your dog, pet your, can't say that one, playing with Susie Palmer and her five friends, playing with your noodle, play pocket pool, play the organ, play the pisser, play the piss pipe, play the skin flute, play the stand-up organ, play with a snake, play with your instrument, play with yourself, plunk your twanger, pocket pinball, pocket pool, polish the chrome dome, polish the rocket, polish the sword. We move on to some female ones.
All right.
Here we go. Playing with the man in the boat, pushing the button. Riding the unicycle, rolling the dough, rubbing the nubbin, rubbing the donut. Rubbing the red pussycat, scoring the hoop, slapping the mackerel. Soaking the whisker biscuit. Spearing the bearded clam, squeeze the peach, strumming the banjo, serving the channel, teasing the kitty.
Strumming.
Teasing the tuna taco, testing the plummy. Plumbing, the virgin's release, tickling the taco, toggling the bit, tossing pink salad, three-point shot, trolling the Bermuda Triangle, and the two-finger taco tango.
Hey, that's a good last one. I like that one.
Okay, now back to the math.
Two-finger taco tango. Hey, what was the, I know you got a bunch there. What was the pancake one again? I'm sorry, but that really.
Dropping stomach pancakes.
That's the one. I believe that's my new favorite.
Hey, 40, come on in here.
40!
I think Mr. 4-0's here.
Mr. 40.
All right.
Oh, he's going to come in and watch the J.O. tapes with us today.
Very good.
I'll bring him in for the first break here. Come on in, 40. I thought I saw him walk by. Shooting Sherman. Slam the hammer. Slam the salami. Slammy pappy. Slap my happy sax. Slap the salami. Slap the cyclops. Slingin' jelly. Stroke the station. Smack your sister. Snap the monkey. Snap the whip. Spreading the mayo. I think I gave you that one already. Pull your pud.
That's simple.
Pull your taffy. Rolling the fleshy blunt, roping the long horn, rope the pony, rooting for the Yankees, rub one out, rub the unicorn's horn.
Rooting for the Yankees.
Scraping your carrots, scratching the itch. Okay, how about...
Here he comes, Mr. 40. How you doing, 4-0?
Hey, 4-0.
There he is.
Hey, what's up, man?
It's Mr. 4-0. How you doing, man? How's it going?
Unwrapping the pepperoni, walk the dog, waxing the dolphin, wax your Jackson, wax your weasel, wax your Willie, whip the dummy, whip your dripper, whipping the pony, wiggle your worm, winding the jack in the box, wonk your conker. God damn, I love these lists. Yahtzee.
50 points.
Yahtzee. Yank your crank.
Yahtzee.
They got a million of them.
Hey, 4-0.
Look what 40 brought today. He brought like snack food along with his 40 today. So you're going to do some chowing down while you're watching the tapes here.
I figure he's watching, you know, movies today. We might as well have some snacks.
And, you know, I like the way, can you duplicate the way you looked at Buzz and you gave a wave, but it was a 40 wave, and it was a wave that I'm sure that a white guy can't do.
Oh, no.
You did it like that. You look, let me see. You're going to laugh at me when I do this. So, no, you kind of went.
What did he do?
He gave him kind of a wave, and the hand was kind of turned over. I can't.
What did he do?
I'm incapable of duplicating it.
What did you do, 40?
Nothing like this, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, see, he said it was like that. It was kind of like that.
Well, what is the beverage we're enjoying today?
Man, I had to make it to the 7-Eleven again. I didn't know if somebody would bring me a 40 or Blue Bull or something. Red Bull. So I ended up with blue from the...
So the magic of 40s, you don't ever just buy them in bulk or anything. You can't get a case of 40s.
Actually, that's not true.
You can get a case of 40s.
Like most people probably don't think you can get a case of Grey Goose.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, man, and you found that for me.
So have you ever purchased a case of 40s?
Well, several occasions.
You the man.
I'm in a quantity of 12.
So 40, what's new since your last appearance on the show?
Oh, man, same, just doing my thing, same thing, same thing.
Where'd you get that fag shirt? That looks like a Wonder Years shirt. It looks like Kevin Arnold from the Wonder Years would wear that shirt.
It's one of those things when people get on you, you just got to say, but it's Polo, though.
Yeah,
oh, like that's right. It's a designer logo he's got there.
That's like a Rob Spiewak shirt you're wearing today.
Hey, I resemble
Rob Spiewak. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on the air.
How you doing? This is Deputy Thompson.
Yes, yes, Deputy.
Yeah, I was listening to the conversation about this domestic violence going on here that you were talking about with the guy that got locked up.
Right.
I just wanted to talk about that for a second here. And it sometimes it seems pretty ridiculous, but without affirmative action, we have people crying about it could have been prevented if she wouldn't have been murdered, if the police would have came. And unfortunately, affirmative actions and fortunately.
Hey, listen, Deputy. Hold on a second, Deputy Fife. What does affirmative action have to do with if Dana Stubblefield hit his wife or not?
Well, Andy. That was my impression of it.
What the hell are you talking about?
This guy's not a real cop.
You're not a cop.
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, what are you talking? Why are you talking about affirmative action? That's not related to.
Has it been confirmed that he did hit her?
What are you talking? This guy sounds like he's had a few drinks.
Why are you calling us, pretending to be a police officer?
Well, but from the sound of it, you guys just kind of act like you didn't understand why.
Yeah, and I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand either. I mean, all we want to know is what's going on with
the Stubblefields,
right?
Well, he got picked up because that's the law. If the police have to come out at any time, even if a neighbor calls, one person must go to jail.
But what do you? Why did you say affirmative action?
Well, that's what they want to label it as, affirmative action towards spousal abuse.
What's that?
Hold on. Do you understand this, 40?
No, not at all.
What are you talking
about? I've never used that part of affirmative action before.
No. I thought affirmative action was used to promote minorities, like in businesses and jobs and things like that, and at schools and things like that.
Well, let me dumb it down for you guys to understand.
Yeah, dumb it down, sure, even though you're using the wrong term.
No, affirmative action is action taken in the positive measures to prevent in the future.
Why wouldn't that be called affirmative action against
racism or spousal abuse? Affirmative action can be used.
Affirmative action helps minorities get jobs. That's what affirmative action is.
I got mine because of my resume, though.
We'll go with that's what you want to believe.
If that's what we want to believe, listen, you dumbass. There's no way that you're a cop. There's no way you're a cop.
How can I prove it, dude?
How can you prove it? I tell you what, $1,000 of my money to your police charity, if you show up today in your police car with your police badge and with your gun.
Well, I'm not in the same state as you.
Where are you?
Go south a little bit.
No, don't speak in code. I mean, are you calling from far away or what?
Yeah, South Carolina, Spartanburg County.
South Carolina. Well, that's not real police down there.
Well, maybe not, but
it's like rent-a-cop down there.
I can arrest you the same way and lose you in the judicial system in the prison just as easy as I could anyway.
Well, now that's, a real cop, I don't think, would be throwing those kind of threats around.
I didn't say it was a threat.
And furthermore, I think a real cop would know what affirmative action is and would know that is a program to help minorities get jobs.
Oh, that's right. I missed the episode where you were talking about your Harvard Law degree.
Well, do you have a Harvard Law degree, sir?
No, I do have a bachelor's degree, though.
Listen, Officer Dumbass, you don't have to have a Harvard Law degree to know what affirmative action is.
Well, then you would know affirmative action does not mean just under one category or group.
Yeah, but you also... All right, so let's say that...
What does affirmative mean? Let's put this together. What does affirmative mean?
No, shut up for a second.
Let's go to school for a second.
You shut up for a second. Let's say that your term, affirmative action, meant that you have to take proactive action to prevent domestic violence from happening. So if someone calls you, that affirmative action, the way you explain it, means that you, as a cop, have to show up and intervene if anybody calls and alleges something has happened. Do I have it right?
Exactly.
Yeah, which is, incidentally,
it's a bad term to use because the vast majority of people...
Affirmative action means something else. We understood that. It was in the goddamn newspaper here that Dana Stubblefield said, if the cops are called out, someone has to go to jail.
That's right. So, but if you, you know, using the term affirmative action was the bad term to use because you confused the issue when you did that.
Well, I apologize if I confused you on using...
No, you didn't confuse...
No.
You didn't confuse us. We understand what affirmative action is.
Do you?
Yes, the real affirmative action.
Yeah, the real affirmative action. You use
what does affirmative mean?
Affirmative means...
Hey, Rob, would you give me the phone book and look up the number of affirmative action in D.C., please? Dumbass, we're going to call, and you're going to let we're going to let you talk to someone who works for affirmative action. Okay?
Affirmative, yeah. Well, I can call up in a phone book for anybody for minority groups for affirmative action also. I could also call up for... The same thing under spousal abuse.
So you've heard of...
No. He's saying, are you saying there's a legal term?
In your part.
Are you saying there's a legal term? Now, 40, you're nodding your head. Don't do that, 40. You've got to, like, chime right in here.
What do you think, 40? You got something to say?
There's a legal term for affirmative action?
Well, I don't think he's saying that you guys are wrong. God, I'm so lucid right now. I don't think he's saying that you guys are wrong. He's just saying that also means what he's saying in his profession.
Generally speaking,
when you hear affirmative action, that's what you...
You ask 10 people out of 10, they're going to say, what's affirmative action? They're going to think it's minority hiring.
But is it an actual law term? Yeah. Is it a law term that's described like in a police handbook that you have to take affirmative action?
Probably only in South Carolina, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Probably only in...
Gentlemen, we are in the South, so we don't know what affirmative action racism is.
Oh, God. How long have you been a policeman, allegedly?
6 years.
And what is your rank?
Corporal.
Don't you're a deputy. Oh, deputy corporal? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, you're the kind of guy that probably have a whole car full of cops going on a golfing trip down to Myrtle Beach, and you probably still give them the ticket.
That's out of jurisdiction.
Part what?
That's out of jurisdiction.
I mean, out of jurisdiction. I know a bunch of friends of mine. I know a D.C. cop, a federal marshal, a park police officer, and another D.C. cop that were on the way down to Myrtle Beach, and a cop pulled them over, and they said they had 4 badges in the car, and the cop still gave them a ticket. It had nothing to do with jurisdiction.
Welcome to South Carolina. What, Robbie?
There's no listing for affirmative action.
He probably got pulled over by one of our highway patrol officers.
Can you hold on a second, please? I have a real police officer on the phone. Can you hold on a second, please?
Good.
Thank you. I'll just put you on with a real police officer. Hello?
Hello?
Is this a real cop?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Can you decipher all this that we've been going through?
Well, I can say this, and that is, first of all, if a police officer is called to your house, somebody does not have to go to jail. The only time that has to occur is if somebody alleges they were assaulted.
All right, so, what about this?
Is that also if somebody feels threatened?
Where are you at?
No.
What about this affirmative action? Explain that.
No, I never heard of that here in regards to police work.
Okay.
Where's here?
Fairfax County.
Where's that?
That's where we grow our policemen big and strong and smart.
That's right. Yeah, I work down in Bailey's Crossroads area.
See right here, this guy's a true officer of the law.
All right, and he's never heard the term, sir.
I've heard the term, but not in regards to domestic violence in his pocket.
What? Hold on. Officer, backwards what?
Tell him to put his parking chalk back in his back pocket.
Now, what does that mean? Is that an inside police term?
Is he still there?
Tell him he has to pay for the donuts next time.
Do you feel insulted? Let me ask you something. You, the officer from Fairfax County.
Yeah.
Do you feel that this man is making all police officers appear stupid?
It appears that way to me. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what he's talking about, at least in regards to the... things up here. I don't know how they do it down there, but that's not how they do it down here.
And when you said Fairfax County, so when you said where's that, that happens to be the jurisdiction where this whole thing transpired with Dana Stubblefield.
Yeah. And if his wife alleged that he assaulted her,
bingo,
then the police were required to arrest him.
There you go. But otherwise...
But it's not called affirmative action.
Okay.
Of course it's not. Thank you, officer.
Okay, you're welcome.
Are you in your car now?
Yeah.
Would you do your siren for us? Please?
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Thank you. That we love. Thank you,
Bravo.
All right, now, bye, guys.
Bye. Hey, Officer Dumbass, can you do that?
I'm not on duty right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
he does that, he'll get in trouble with Boss Hogg.
Right.
See you later.
See you guys.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Have a nice Friday night playing with your bullet in your pocket.
Bye bye.
Boo!
Tell Floyd we said hey.
There'll be no mollycoddling. Ooh, Andy, Professor Affirmative Action's coming. Boo!
Gomer says hey, hey, hey.
Gomer says hey.
Okay, enough. Jesus, the show got decidedly serious there for just a moment.
Yes, it did.
We have some J.O. tapes to watch.
Good.
That's why 40 is down here with us today.
That's right, he will be helping us. We will not be giving away the prize today, but we will be giving our opinions of these fabulous tapes.
Okay, let me see. What do we have first, Robbie?
We have B.L. Andrews first.
Okay, first we have... Okay, don't want to say the name. It says, please don't state my address on the air. Oh, okay. B.L. Andrews.
Very good.
And
this is a male or a female?
What else?
Don't know.
I guess, what's that?
We don't know. Lisa, you heard about this? Who is this now?
This is some guy... He just called last night to give me his phone number, so it was a guy. I tried to give him a call yesterday, but it is a male.
Oh, you know what? Let me do a break here. If we have more than one, are we going to watch two right now, Robbie? We're going to watch two?
The one that came today might have two on it, because it says Stephanie and Josh.
Ah.
All right, so it might be two.
Let's do a break, and then we'll sit back and we'll watch the J.O. tapes with 40 and everybody else. How you doing today, 40?
It's been on the phone to answer the question. I like that. I like that. Thanks so much for that lucidness that we had.
Yeah, you bombed already.
There you go. It was like, I like that. I like putting the headphones on to answer the question.
Like I didn't.
Yeah, you heard me without the headphones on. Damn, he's bombed already.
What?
So how you doing, Affirmative Action?
I'm making it.
He's making it.
Making it.
Okay, call 100 time. Clear the line. I feel you. When we come back, we'll watch the J.O. tapes with 40. Big Friday show now. Let's clear these lines. Get a caller 100. Good luck. Phone number 877-365-3636. How you doing, 40?
Same as it ever was.
The thing is, he takes his headphones off.
Right, because he doesn't like having them on because it's just not relaxed with the headphones on. But when you speak to him, he puts them back on before he answers.
You don't even have to wear the headphones.
That's how we're going to break. Oh, my ears are cold.
We are going to break now. Call
1-800-877-365-3636. He's the Don and Mike Show.
Bring a single malted Glengarry for me and one for my boy Mikey here. And if you tell the bartender to go easy on the water, then this 50-cent piece has your name written all over it. Okay? I want you to run along because I'll be timing you. I'm going to keep time. 1, 2, 3, 4. What an asshole. Baby, that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
That was so demeaning.
She smiled, baby.
I can't believe what an asshole you are.
No, baby, she smiled.
She was smiling at how money I was.
Just a couple of hard-working white guys. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
I guess we can't run that one when you're here, 40, right? Time for call 100. Here we go.
Yeah, that man is money.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, am I calling 100?
Yeah, yes, you
right
are. Right on. What's your name?
My name's John.
Johnny, where are you from?
I'm from Fredericksburg.
John, call 100. Meet Rudy and Sue from the hit CBS show Survivor tomorrow at Paramount's King's Dominion.
I bet he'll be in a good mood.
Rudy's always a nice queer way.
Do you know the reason that we didn't have Rudy on the show?
Why is that?
The publicist told us that he's nearly deaf. And that he can't do phone interviews.
What was that?
Because he can't hear anything.
I don't give a damn. What did you say? I can hear you, but I can't understand you.
Just go away.
Go away.
Wow.
I want to ask Rudy from Survivor. It's wild.
I was a SEAL, and a big piece of ordnance went off next to my right ear. Can't hear you. Quit talking about good ear.
Those queers are wild.
I like them. Not in a queer way, though.
Wild.
But not in a queer sort of way.
Wild. This is Rudy Bosch. How you doing? Wild.
Rudy Bosch.
It's wild.
I'm Rudy Bosch.
Everybody else, the event is free with park admission. For information, go to www.kingsdominion.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great time at the park tomorrow. Okay, let's watch the J.O. tapes. That's where Mr. 40 is joining us.
Are you ready, 40?
Yeah, almost.
And then we're going to be We're going to be picking the pros with our friend Mike Patrick from ESPN today.
40 is particularly funny today.
And then we've got a great story, maybe you've heard it, about the monkeys throwing
crab apples and stuff like that.
95. Throwing food at cars on Route 95, yeah. Mm-hmm. Robbie, turn the lights down, please, so we can watch. This is the first tape.
I'm coming in.
Now, again, this is simply a head and shoulder shot. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, we're all together to watch.
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
B.L. Andrews.
And we don't know whether it's a man or a woman yet until we see the tape, so.
Here's the tape. And don't forget, the funniest J.O. tape.
Oh, it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Funny-looking guy.
Oh, come on, the guy's mugging.
Oh, he's not even being serious about it. He's just making funny faces.
Jerry Lewis faces.
Hey.
He's not J.O.ing. This is someone who has not taken our contest seriously.
No, this is somebody who's goofing on us.
Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
God, weird faces, though.
I knew this guy would be trouble because he sent the tape in on one of those little tapes that requires an adapter.
Right.
Right, yeah, like VHS.
Like a camcorder tape is what
trouble.
He sent it on.
He's trouble from the word go.
The guy, let me describe this. The guy standing in front of his draperies.
He's doing Jerry. Does he have front teeth?
Hi.
And that's exactly what he's doing. He's doing like the Nutty Professor when Jerry Lewis was the Nutty Professor.
Yeah, he does have front teeth.
He has a lovely smile.
We're supposed to believe that he's J-O-ing? And then he has a special effect where he's...
you like that, 40?
I love the special effect.
Yeah, but he was not taking our contest seriously.
Mr. 40 like that. You laughed at that, 40.
I laughed at the
special effect.
Yeah, that's because half the 40 has been consumed.
Okay, I can admit now that I did lose his phone number. He called me yesterday to give me his phone number because it wasn't on the package, and I'm glad I lost it.
Good. All right, let's watch the next tape, and then let me see the note with the next tape, Robbie. The next tape says... Oh, don't forget, everybody. Send us your tapes of yourself J-O-ing.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to Don and Mike J-O Contest, care of CBS.
CBS.
10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
VHS.
Yeah, VHS, please.
Preferably.
We're going to have this contest for the next week. Next Friday, we will pick the funniest J-O tape. That person wins a trip to Los Angeles. This comes from... Stephanie and Josh,
so this is together?
Yep.
Together again.
And then it has a phone number, and it says, call if you want.
Oh.
We'll see. Maybe we'll call after we see the tape.
Hey, Stephanie, come on up to the house. Yeah.
Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
What side view?
Is this Stephanie?
You know, we might have to hear the audio with us.
We don't have a cord.
Oh, we don't have a cord.
We still don't have a cord. Well, I'm glad we took care of that problem.
All right.
We decided it was better without audio because it's mugging.
Yeah, but it looks like they're giving us some kind of running dialogue in this. She was starting to address the camera, right?
Yeah. Here she goes again. Now, is she going to come into the frame?
It was recorded on Wednesday.
September 20th. All right, she's waving at the camera. She's an attractive woman. Blonde hair.
Is she... supposedly doing this. She appears to be looking at something.
She looks like Whistler's mother.
Yeah, she's looking. She says, hello.
Hello. Maybe she said hello in a kind of way that meant she knows it's not audio.
She looked at the camera and said, hello.
I think
she's doing it.
Yep.
She's J-O-ing.
Auto picture.
She looks a little bored.
A lot of facial expressions here.
Well, maybe she's trying to get her motivation going.
What do you suppose that plug is?
What's my motivation? Yeah, that's right, Rob. Rob, very astute. Rob has observed a plug in the wall. Now what?
She seems to be... She's looking at the camera
again.
It's a
funny facial expression.
She smiles at the camera. She bites...
I would assume she's doing something right now.
She's biting her lower lip.
Very contemplative.
Hey, you know, I believe... Yes, now, look at the eyes are closing.
Is, yep.
Now, she's J-O-ing.
She is in the trance-like state. And she looks like she's... She looks so nonchalant about it, you know? That's very pleasant. She's aware of the camera more than the last person.
She is doing it, though. Look at her now. You see that faraway look in her eyes? There's a little...
You know, this is the first female tape that this one has comedic value. I'm going to give that a round of applause.
Yes.
So far, it's terrific.
Yes, this girl, Stephanie, she's doing it.
I like the occasional glance over at the camera where it's like, ooh, hey. Hey, how are you?
It's exciting because, like, halfway through, she had, like, renewed interest.
Right.
And now she's biting her lower lip again.
She seems to be losing the focus that the camera's there.
And every once in a while, the eyes close and she starts doing this.
Yep.
Which is what she's doing right now.
Oh.
Involuntary.
Lisa. All right, well, you would know, Lisa.
It was involuntary.
Now, what do you think she's thinking about? Well, now she's just looked down at herself again.
Is she...
She's looking all around the room. Or is something happening now?
I think it's, you know, once again, we have to understand it's going to take a... It's not like guys, where, you know, guys are a lot more predictable.
Now her eyes are closed.
She's focused on the task at hand, literally.
All right, she's doing something.
Yes, she is.
Look at her. I told you it'd be funny to watch it's people funny. J.O.
You know, the other day, I think we had the woman, and it really wasn't all that funny. This is a little funnier because of all the facial expression. She's more animated. That's a good thing.
Also, I think it's better to not watch it with the person in the room, because that makes it a little weird. It's nice to be detached.
That was a little awkward.
Yeah, while we had to watch it with that first girl, Maria, while she was sitting right there.
I don't want to have to go through that again.
And then, of course, there's Joe Gibbs.
All right, now she's... Could she be finished? Is there a chance? Yeah, I think she's finished. Yeah.
That's the look. God,
you know, that is the look right there. If there,
now the guy.
Now the guy.
Oh, he's just glaring at the camera.
He's looking right at the. Do you think he's doing it?
Yeah, I do think he's doing it.
You can tell by his head bob.
Yeah, he's doing it.
He's doing it right now.
He's doing it right now.
The Ender wondered what it would be like to watch John Denver watching pornography.
He is looking right at the camera. You know, there doesn't seem to be any visual stimulus here.
He's in the same spot as she was. This is hysterical.
And that plug is still on the wall.
Don, I gotta hand it to you. This is, so to speak. This is watching, the funniest damn thing.
Watching people J.O. is funny.
Oh my God, I never thought it would be this funny, though. Look at this guy.
He's looking, this guy's looking right at the camera.
Just staring straight ahead. Oh dear.
Switch to the brow when you know they're getting.
You should see this guy's face. Is that it? No, it must not be over yet.
Not yet. He seems to be focusing. He doesn't require. You know, he's got it.
Look at the faraway look in this idiot's eyes.
Oh, this is super.
Oh, I almost said the F word. Sorry about that. I almost said too effing funny.
That's it?
Is that it? He looked down.
Oh, dear.
No, he's not done yet.
He's not done. I think he just did.
No, he didn't. Look at, he's still going.
He's giving us little cues there, you know?
Oh, part of his game.
You know, here's the weird thing about this. If we have to describe this tape, we're not doing a good enough job of it. He is staring right at the camera. And that's what's very strange. And he's in the middle of it.
Right? His eyes keep closing. Now he's bobbing back and forth.
That's it?
He's done.
Hey, but that was real. That was real and that was funny. They both were funny. Is that a couple?
Yep.
All right, that's fantastic. I think they might be the leaders right now.
All right, it says call if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, you got more?
I think they taped a TV show.
That's right. Beverly Hills 90210 that runs
Rob,
on FX seven times a day.
They just taped over a TV show.
May we see your pictures, please?
Listen to Rob. Oh, wait, there's more.
There's more.
Hey, that was a good one. I like both of them. They seem like a nice couple.
Oh, my God, you guys called me.
Hey, you guys deserve a round of applause.
Yeah.
I made sure I didn't say my company's name when the phone rang.
We wouldn't do that to you anyway. Don't worry about it.
Listen, you know you're on the air, right?
Yeah, I do.
Well, those tapes are beautiful. Are you a married couple?
Yeah, we sure are.
Oh, another round of applause. Fantastic.
You've got to do things together. That makes it last.
Yeah.
That's right.
We were actually going to bring them down on, what was that, Wednesday?
Yeah.
But taping it kind of caused for a distraction beforehand, so we couldn't make it down. Sorry to hear about
it. You know, yours was funny in its own way, but your husband, the John Denver lookalike,
staring right at the camera. Now, was he getting any kind of visual stimulus while that was going on?
No, actually, that was in the bathroom.
Really, in the bathroom, and just with the camera, and he was able to successfully do that.
Hey, I think he's well He's well trained. He's been doing that for years.
A lot of practice.
You guys are funny.
All right. Well, you guys are right at the top of our pile, so to speak.
Yeah, very
That's
funny.
Awesome.
It was very well done.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Bye
bye. That was Stephanie and her husband, Josh.
I would say both Stephanie and Josh, that is the spirit of the competition right there. That tape we got from them is exactly the way it should be played.
Uh-huh. All right, now, 40, you're on the outside looking in. Everybody out there wants to know what we've just been watching. I don't think we did a good job of describing it. Tell everybody, be the eyes and ears. What did you just see, 40?
Well,
come on, what did you just see?
I mean, they see, well, like each one individually, like...
Yeah, start with us.
In general.
Well, whatever makes you happy, in general, what'd you see?
All of that.
I just saw a couple sexually free in themselves and confident as they brought themselves to climax.
Okay.
In a videotape medium.
Which did you think was funnier?
The dude was funny.
Yeah, the dude was funny. That was funny because the guy just stared
right
directly into the camera.
And he gave like three long blinks at the end and reached over and cut it off.
I know. You know, he was done. All he was thinking about was just getting that camera turned off when he was done.
It was great because
you might need the audio.
The goofy, dumb look on his face when he was doing it, I think, is what made his tape entertaining.
I'd have to say he moves ahead of the guy who looked like Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, the Joe Gibbs guy and I, the Joe Gibbs guy coming back in to tell us that he put the NASCAR music in back of it. That's it for me.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Mike.
Hello?
Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Hello, girly man.
Uh-oh. What are you talking to, me?
Yeah.
Why?
You thought he was talking to me?
You can't drive. You don't. Your wife hangs up pictures in your house. You don't work on your house. You embarrass all the men in the country.
Please, what do you mean I can't drive? I drive every day.
But you used to have wrecks all the time.
That's going back too far.
So?
Huh? See, I'm a lifter, a long-time lifter.
Yes.
I'm a man.
Well, I'm a man.
You're a girly man.
You know what? This is a guy that's doing a very poor job.
Yeah.
Just trying to get everything
going.
He's
just trying to rile me up.
And it's not working.
It's not working?
Right.
No, we just watch people J.O., and now you're not going to spoil our fun.
I'm more of a man than you'll ever be.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I run my house.
What?
I run my house.
You run your house.
That's great. Who is this? Dana Stubblefield?
She's not home now? Is that the deal?
Yeah, right.
So I didn't get you riled, huh?
No, you didn't get me riled. No, sorry about that.
Okay, I'll try again. I run. Thanks,
with the radio turned up.
The radio loud.
And a lingering call from yesterday. We didn't get any calls like this yesterday. We just got, totally dumb guys. We didn't get guys that were dumb and trying to rile us up.
Mm-mm. Hang up. Hang up.
Sorry.
That didn't sound like a manly man, no.
No, that
What was that at the end? What the hell was that at the end?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
I'm Mike, 41.
Hi there. Hi.
Hey, I'm heading into Fairfax. 40, you need any more malt liquor?
Hey, I never say no.
Never says no. That's a yes, sir.
I last time and brought Don's video game in.
Oh, you're the guy that got me the NFL 2K1?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Come on down, Paul.
Hi, bud.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
He's becoming like our personal servant.
He does a great job for us.
That guy, Paul. And I hear you eating those Doritos, 40. That is improper microphone etiquette, I'll let you know.
Got to press the button.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You think you can take some of them J.O. tapes home and might save you some money on porn?
Nay, believe me.
Not these tapes.
They don't do it for you that way, sir.
No. Not these tapes.
All right, bud.
No way. Thank you.
These are just funny.
Jesus. Although I might be able to do something with that tape we watched yesterday.
I mean,
in a pinch.
You mean the one with the lady?
Yeah. In a pinch, if there was nothing else around.
For a long period of time. I mean, if you didn't
if I was on an island.
Survivor, for a long time. Survivor Part 2?
Yeah, if I was on Survivor, I could probably get it done to that to that girl yesterday, Maria.
There was a whole different aura around her tape, and the fact that she was sitting here, you know, all you really could hear for a good chunk of time was breathing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you, Don, about your NFL 2K1.
Yes.
Hey, were you kidding the other day when you were talking about playing Kurt Warner and him taking off the helmet and stuff?
No, that's a code. That is a code that my son read in one of those queer video magazines.
Uh-huh.
Like GamePro or something. Okay. You punch in a million different numbers, and you can get the players to do crazy stuff.
Right on. Well, have you been playing that, like, on the Internet, too? Because you know you can play the over the net and stuff. You can play people in different cities.
Yeah, that...
Know that?
That scares me. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. How
you doing, buddy? Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Listen, I think you guys really eliminated a lot of the good J.O. tapes that would have come in from, like, San Francisco, because a lot of people in San Francisco would not want a trip to L.A. You know
what
I mean?
That is a brilliant observation.
Very astute. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for the help. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Thank God.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm making a tape right now while I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, come on. You are not. You are not. Please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
40 like that.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
I'm Jay Owen right now.
Yeah, that's the second one.
Second guy in a row.
Been done.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to say hey to my buddy Matt at work and tell him I'm not at the dentist and that you're fat bastard.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Don and Mike, you guys rule.
Thank you. Thanks for the affirmative action.
I had a question about the J.O. contest.
What about it?
What exactly is the criteria? Does it have to be graphic, or does it
talk about being late to the party.
How many times do we got to explain this? We don't want to see anything. We just want to see you from the shoulders up.
But what we were just looking at was two people from the shoulders up, just their faces and their facial expressions. That's what it was. There was one guy that sent in a tape with kind of a phony facial expression. He was disqualified, and then the other two people were fantastic. They did a great job.
And the next time we have a Las Vegas-style show, we're going to bring these tapes, because I guarantee people will laugh so much, they will pee their pants.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
There is nothing funnier than watching someone seriously getting their jerk on.
Absolutely.
Nothing funnier. Thank you.
You guys are brilliant.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike.
Hello?
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 Hey, talk to Don and Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, I was calling so I could stir my soup.
Well, I'm glad you're amused by this, Mr. 40. I'm glad you're...
Hey, Mr. 40, why don't you just talk to this guy?
What do you like? It was yesterday when it was happening. I was in the car.
I know. And then you can see the facial expressions that we have. Why don't 40, talk to this guy,
please.
Handle
that.
Talk to this guy.
You know, tell this guy.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, man?
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio, man. What's going on?
What's up, 40?
Chilling, man. What's going on with you, dog?
Drinking Old English 40 right now.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
Halfway through it?
Yeah,
you sound like it. You sound like it. That's cool. That's cool. All right, man.
I ran out of stuff to say, so I won't hang up. I apologize.
All right, we'll see you next time.
All
right. Well, not that we saw you, but...
Now, how is that?
He had love for 40.
Look at that. 40 gets on the phone, and the guy apologizes.
He mellows out.
Of his own accord.
Absolutely. I knew that would happen. That's why I told him to do that.
Because I'm sorry.
You know, meanwhile, we'd be on the phone for a half hour. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
How are you guys doing? You guys are the best.
Thanks.
How are you today?
Great.
I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, what?
Well,
40, now, hold on. 40, what is so funny now? Is it that you're drunk now?
Me?
You can soon have 40 rather quick.
We got a break from Mike Pedro. What are you laughing at, 40? What's so funny? When he comes in and makes that signal, that means we have to do a break.
That's a commercial break, 40.
Now, what are you laughing at, 40? What is so funny? See, 40's nonverbal today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's very nonverbal. He's enjoying his 40, though.
He just
dropped his chip.
What he did was he just took a Dorito and he broke it in half and looked at me like, time for a break?
Break. I didn't know there were any black mimes.
For a break. Okay, fast, what can we do for you?
Okay, well, my name is Hawk Spearman, and I am a professional Bigfoot hunter like the Yeti, and I would like to know if you guys would like to accompany me on a journey one day.
Oh, yeah, that's what we want to do is crawl around in the woods with somebody like you.
Thank you. Time out, we'll do a break. 40, can you stay to do the NFL picks this week?
Yeah, I don't know how valid they'll be, but...
Valid. You're so much more bombed right now than you were last week when you were here, when you had like 840s. Doesn't he seem a little more out of it today?
Yes.
Yes, and it's charming. Quickly.
He's a little more cerebral today, a little less verbal today.
You can do the picks with us, 40?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for the help. We got to do a break. We will be... A break. Do a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If I had any balls, if the commissioner of this league had any balls, if the president of the Players Association had any balls, if it wasn't a financial issue about greed with designated gross revenues and all that bullcrap, we would have four players healthy today.
If you don't like them, you can go eat one. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, everybody, now listen. Thank God for Mike Patrick, and I want to tell you why I thank God for Mike Patrick from ESPN.
The girl with the mambos,
the big knockers.
The weather girl.
From Fox, the weather girl. She's sick.
Aww.
Translated. You know, she got her thank God.
Ah, right, and she couldn't be on the show. Well, I don't understand why the thank God would keep her off the show.
Well, or she has a chest cold or something. Whatever it is.
I get the Vicks Vapor Rub.
We have had to reschedule her, so she canceled out at the last second. And as it turns out, our friend Mike Patrick from ESPN, who's calling the Giants-Redskins game this weekend,
and a superstar,
has graciously agreed to come on the show. And here he is now. So for those of you who are expecting the big-bosomed girl from Fox, say instead hello to the big-bosomed man from ESPN.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry I can't bring the same assets to the program.
That's all right, Mike. We love you.
Mike, always great to have you on. And listen, no BS before we start. There's all this talk about Monday Night Football, and you know we're big fans of Dennis Miller.
Right.
And everybody likes John Madden and Pat Summerall.
Right.
But really, the ESPN coverage, like everybody would have to admit, it kicks ass.
It does. Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
And that's due in almost 100% to Mike Patrick, who has put up with Joe Theismann for all those years. I mean, it's got to be tough to, you know, being in that confined space with Joe Theismann all those games. I mean, that's got to be a little rough.
And now he's in there with a human hemorrhoid.
That's right.
You know, Paul McGuire.
Well, think of it. In the first of January, I get to work with Vitale.
Oh, that's right. He does college basketball with Dick Vitale.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, you're used to abnormal personalities, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. And then I've got you guys.
And listen, are you guys doing that thing again this year on your games where you're going to pick what the play is, or are you done with that?
You know, we haven't done that, and I don't know why. Paul was so unbelievably unsuccessful with it. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great feature.
Yeah, I don't know why we're not doing it anymore. I will ask, though.
ESPN's Sunday Night Football, the guys at ABC were bitching that ESPN took the music and took the graphics and made Sunday Night Football just like Monday Night Football. When you guys travel around now, you three guys, and you're in New York this weekend for the Giants and the Redskins, mm-hmm. Do you guys find the same level of excitement when you go to a town now? Do people look at Sunday Night Football like they do Monday Night Football, like it is the biggest or the second biggest game of the week?
You know, the real big shock to me was that the players felt that way like the second year we started doing it. I don't know if anybody else does, but I know the players are always excited because it's, you know, it's they're the only show in town for that time period. And the coaches seem to like it, too, because their games are over and they can go home and watch it and see, you know, highlights of other games and just relax and watch a little football. But I know the players have been excited about it since almost the very beginning. So that's very gratifying.
And I want to tell you something else about Mike Patrick. Unlike other people, I won't mention their names, but Pat Summerall, who's missing a chunk of his stomach,
yes,
who would not pick games with us, Mike Patrick will pick the games, and he'll even pick the game that he's calling this weekend.
That's right. Wow.
My favorite team, the New York Football Giants.
Yes, your new adopted team, the New York Football Giants.
Against the Redskins.
This is a big game. This is a huge game. I mean, you guys got to be psyched that the Giants have had this great start. There's all this controversy, absolutely. You know, in Washington. It's going to be a big game this week.
Yeah, it's enormous. And to think that it's only the fourth week of the season, and it is a huge, huge game. To me, if the Redskins lose it, you know, forget the Super Bowl, forget the NFC East, forget the playoffs. It's over.
Weren't you guys pissed last year when you got your schedule at about halfway through the year, you realize that for whatever reason, the teams that were supposed to be good were no good,
yeah.
And the teams that were good were the teams that nobody expected to be good, and you guys were stuck with a lot of, like, Atlanta versus San Francisco type games.
Yeah.
That's
it's a terribly unfortunate thing. I mean, who knew St. Louis? You know, we didn't get St. Louis because they were a fifth-place team, and when we first get the schedule, we're thrilled about that. And then St. Louis comes out of the box and just killing people,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have a chance to get them. But that's, you know, that's the luck of the draw.
And last Sunday night, you know, and again, before the season, I look at the schedule, I go, the Ravens and the Dolphins?
Right. Right.
But as it turns out, week three, it was a hell of a game. How is it that it was pouring rain for the whole game, yet when it was time for Dan Marino to come out at halftime, it stopped raining?
Because he's Dan Marino, that's why. You know, even God is a fan, and why not? He and Johnny Unitas are the best two that I ever saw. I don't think there's anybody who ever played the game that could compare with either one of those guys for what they brought to their era and what they brought to the game. And it was, I tell you what, it was an honor every time we had the chance to do a game that Marino played in, and it was a real special honor to be there the night they retired his jersey. That was just wonderful.
I think we tell you every time, you guys are, you know, you're a pro, Mike, and it's always a pleasure to have you call the games. You do a great job on ESPN.
Thank you.
And what do you think of Dennis Miller? On Monday Night Football.
On Monday Night Football? Not a whole lot. I think he has been put in a situation where it's almost impossible for him to succeed.
And why is that? Explain that. Elaborate on that a little bit.
He is, in his own environment, he is incredibly funny. I think the guy is brilliant. But he is no longer in his own environment. He is in an environment where two other announcers are dependent on the things he says or doesn't say. That broadcast, to me, has no rhythm, no flow, no nothing, because you are asking a play-by-play announcer and a color analyst to try to play off of a comedian, and asking a comedian trying to play off of a play-by-play announcer and a color man. And I don't think, I think the evidence so far is that it doesn't work.
True or false, Al Michaels, insecure, paranoid prick.
I wish I could answer your question. I don't know. I've met Al once, and we got along famously, so I can't tell you anything about him.
Hair plugs?
Pardon?
Hair plugs?
No,
not for you, for Al Michaels.
You know, it's always fun talking to us.
I'm going to go for the whole transplant myself.
All right, so we're going to pick the game. Mike, we want you to say hi to a friend of ours who's sitting in today. His name is Mr. 40.
Mr. 40 is a friend of the show. He drops by once in a while. Say hi to Mike Patrick, Mr. 40.
Yo, Mike, what's up, dog?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh, right. Mike, you're going to have to speak to a Negro now.
Uh-oh.
Be careful. I know that it's, you know, it's very white in that ESPN booth on Sunday night.
Yeah, oh, man, you couldn't get that.
I'm out of my own environment.
All right, we're going to pick five games with Mike Patrick, and it'll go in this order. Me, Mike, 40, and then Mike Patrick.
And Mike Patrick will be the only one allowed to give a little commentary on the games here.
I'm just going to take the games as 40 does.
All right, okay. Very good.
The first game we're picking is the Rams at the Falcons. I'll take the Rams.
Got to go with St. Louis.
Yeah, the Rams.
The Rams.
Mike?
Rams by 28.
I hope so. Kurt Warner is my fantasy quarterback. I hope so.
Oh, you're in luck.
Kansas City at Denver. I will take the Denver Broncos.
Going to go with the Denver Broncos also.
And 40?
I have to agree with the Broncos. This is not even...
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's make it a landslide because they're back. That's a great football.
Definitely.
All right. How about this one? This is a giant game. New York Jets at Tampa Bay. I will take the Tampans. Tampa Bay in a walk.
Tampa Bay, because who? What's All-Star's number?
40.
Yes.
That's right.
There you go. Oh, that's right, Mr. 40.
Right. That's my man right there.
That's a good line there.
Right, 40.
Tampa Bay, because of the defense, they're awesome.
Sunday night game on ESPN. Washington Redskins at the New York Giants. I take the New York football Giants.
This is a make-or-break week. I'm going to go with the Washington Redskins.
I'm going to go with my heart. I'm born and bred Northwest D.C. I'm going with the Redskins.
Yeah. Mike?
I don't have no money on it.
I have to go with the Redskins because I believe that the team that needs it the most
can win it, and they need it the most. They're desperate.
Don Geronimo, you stand alone.
That's fine. Now, also, when they take you up on your bet on four games, you said they wouldn't win four games.
Yeah.
I'll take you up on that.
I'll bet you. They don't win four games all year.
I'll take you up on that bet.
You're on that. That's a bet.
All right. Yeah.
The Redskins are dead to me. And the Monday night game, Jacksonville at Indianapolis. I will select the Colts. I'm going with Jacksonville.
With Jacksonville.
I'll go with my heart. I love Jacksonville.
All right, once again, I stand alone. This is why I am the leader in the pick segment this year.
My God, look at you.
I truly am.
Boy, a close second, though, is Mr. Charles Broyhill. You know, he doesn't pick them on the air, but he picks them on our little sheet here. Look at that. He's got 21 right, and you've got 22. But
right.
you lead the pack, and you lead the pack in fantasy football. I must give you your props.
Thank
your
you.
Props are required.
Thank you.
And I know you love it when I say that, 40. And you know why he's laughing? Because I said it the way I always say it. Now, why do you laugh when I say that, Mr.
40? Why are you laughing?
It just always catches me off.
I give you your props.
Is that what it is? I just sound like a silly white guy.
Mike Patrick, we have to apologize for Mr. 40. He's drunk.
No.
I mean, well, he's approaching it.
That's right. He's on his second 40.
Creeping up on it.
That's why we call him Mr. 40. Mike, have a great call of the game on Sunday night.
Hey, thanks, fellas. Always nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Mike. We do appreciate it. Hey, say hi to your wife for us.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's Mike Patrick from ESPN. Kind of probably confused as to what he was walking into there.
Yeah. You know, he always thinks he walks into something weird, but I think Mr. 40 was a real wild card.
I'm a wild card.
Oh, absolutely. But you know something? We really have to give Mike Patrick his props. All right, 40.
Mike Patrick hangs up the phone and he says to his ESPN producer,
What the?
There was a Negro on the phone.
There's no rhythm, no flow.
I thought I was calling the white show.
I think they had Johnny Simpson in the studio or something.
All right, that's the lineup. Yeah, Redskins can kiss my ass.
There you go.
Go Giants.
That you're the only one that picked the Giants this week.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be a big game on Sunday night.
And you want to bet on the Redskins? I'll bet you they don't win four games.
I'll bet
games.
On that season. Yeah, they're going to win four games. I think they'll win four games.
I bet you $100.
That's a lot of 40.
I bet you $100, 40.
That's like 80-40.
Yeah.
Not 70.
Do the math.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a bet?
Yeah.
I bet they don't win four games.
Yeah, there you go. You got that.
Have you seen the schedule?
Man.
Have you seen the schedule? Giants.
They're going to win more than four games.
Tampa Bay. Philadelphia, Baltimore, Jacksonville, St. Louis, Tennessee.
If they don't win four games, I give you $100. And then we go drink.
Okay. What a deal. Thank you, 40. Now, listen, coming up next, Rudy Marsky, as you know, is at the Olympics. No. And frankly, who cares about the Olympics? Nobody's watching them. Nobody cares about them. There's
don't even like those fresh-faced swimmers?
No, there's no buzz about the Olympics. You know, it's goddamn prepackaged for the Americans' benefit.
You know, they actually had the vaulting horse 2 inches lower than it was supposed to be last night.
I know, exciting, Mike.
Major controversy.
Very exciting. You know, and I mean this seriously. If they want Americans to get into the Olympics, I'm serious. Every year the Olympics should be held in America. Because let's face it, the world revolves around us. Make it convenient for us. So that the events are on in prime time, they're on live, and Americans can see them as they're happening.
And they need to add a drinking event.
Okay.
That might work.
All I know is I'm not...
40-ounce dash.
I'm not into the Olympics. I'm sorry, I could give a rat's ass. Rudy Marsky from USA Today is there. His wife, Mouse, is there.
Very good.
And we're going to try a very interesting experiment when we come back in our next break.
Yes.
Both you and Mike, both you and I are going to be taken ill.
Oh, and
Mr. 40.
We'll speak to Rudy.
We'll speak to Rudy and to Mouse Marsky.
Oh, I hear a train coming.
about what's happening at the Olympics. Yes, a possible train wreck segment.
But a funny train wreck segment.
It's coming right up. Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello. Hello. I don't know. All these lines are on hold. Who's waiting to talk? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Oh, and listen, everybody. You know the trip to Los Angeles for the J.O. contest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, we have to give it away today. We have another trip
right
to Los Angeles
oh.
that we can give away for the continuation of the J.O. contest.
Beautiful.
So outside of the J.O. videotape contest...
Mm-hmm. Did you hear me?
Someone... Hold on. I'm making an important statement here. Someone... We'll also win a trip to Los Angeles on today's show.
All right. Okay, so today's show and then for the J.O. contest. Two trips.
Yeah.
Count them. Two trips to Los Angeles.
Two separate trips.
Cool.
Okay. I know what you had to say was very important. What can we do for you?
Well, basically, Don, I just want to tell you that I'm out. And today's my birthday, and I'd like to challenge you to something.
What do you mean you're out?
I'm out, man. I'm out.
Well, you're out of the closet?
I'm out of LSH.
What's LSH?
Learned State Hospital.
Is this guy. Is this the guy from the loony bin?
Are you the guy that writes Charlie Stossel letters?
Not yet.
No. This is the guy we talked to on the phone a couple of days ago. The guy from
you said you were getting out in 2 days.
Larned, Kansas.
The guy from the rubber room in Kansas.
They never stuck me in one of those. I never saw one, but they tried.
You know, you sound more together than you did the other day. You sound more...
I'm all drugged up now. So.
Is that what it is?
Taking your medication?
Yes, I am.
You're in control.
Absolutely. Well, always have been.
How does it feel to be out of the mental institution?
Oh, freedom is great. I got to give them that.
What is the first thing you did when you got out of the loony bin?
I hugged and kissed my fiance.
Oh, you have a fiance.
Lucky woman.
How did she feel about your stay in a mental hospital?
Oh, she knew it was as effed up as I did.
Right. Well, she's a good woman.
All right, so now your life's going to take a new turn? You're going to straighten up and fly right?
I've evolved. How's that?
What's that?
I've grown. I've learned since I was in there.
Well, okay. Please promise me that when you and your wife make love, you'll pull out.
Okay.
We can't have kids, man. We've tried.
Beautiful. See, there's God working overtime.
Yeah, now, what's up with that challenge, man? You will
karaoke contest?
Pick one of your favorite songs. I'll pick one of my favorite songs.
Hard to believe that they released this guy from the mental institution.
I can't imagine that.
I defy authority constantly, and they tried to rule me, and I wouldn't let them do it. And I used their rules against them.
Sure, yeah.
You want to call them up? You still got consent to call them.
What do you want to do? You want to do the karaoke contest?
Later, yes, absolutely.
Wait, are you in or out of the mental institution?
I'm in Haven, Kansas right now. Otherwise, you guys would have hung up on me because you remember the LSH number, right?
So you're out?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, call later and I'll do a karaoke with you.
Okay, get ready for it because I've been ready.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Later.
I've been practicing in this for years.
For God's sakes, don't tell him no. Don't do that.
That's why I told him to call back.
I'm ready for you, Don Geronimo.
That's why I told him to call back.
If you told him no, I mean, it would have been very bad.
I just got let out of a mental institution today.
That's right.
Today's his first day out.
No, I'm sorry, pal. I can't do that.
What?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Sacramento's not playing your show till 4.
Oh, those bastards.
They cut out like quarter till.
Those bastards.
I hate them.
You know, I don't know why.
That guy a prick.
I don't know why. They just can't be men of their word.
Right.
They have promised that they would run the show at the very latest until 4 o'clock every day.
But if you guys go to commercial at 25 tell or quarter tell, they just never come back. They don't even announce your show's over.
Well, they suck. They suck worse than the Washington Redskins.
We've been dealing with that for a long time, ma'am.
Thank you for the heads up, though.
Thanks.
Our segment with Mike Patrick was sponsored by Pabst Paintball. Visit their new location in Sterling, Virginia. Call 703-709-7387 online at www.pabst.com. Not to keep going with commercials, but I've got a message for you.
Here you go. Listen up. Oh. Here we go.
Here it is.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
A couple of paragraphs.
Hey, 40, how do you like that?
That's a good one.
Oh, my God. That was a paintball.
Oh, God. That's right. That is sponsored by eGars.com.
Oh, God.
The hottest cigar site on the planet.
What was that?
www.eGars.com. We will get our Olympic fix when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike.
God, help me. God, help me. Help everybody. That's my man.
Hey, I'm happy to entertain you.
Help me! Help me!
I'll see you in Los Angeles.
Jerry, come on, man! Hey, see, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
Sit down, Danny, and listen to the Don and Mike show.
Danny.
Hi, this is Don. This is Mike. We're not here today in
with guest host, Mr. 40. Mr. 40 will be speaking with Rudy Martsky, live from Sydney, Australia. And now, here's Mr. 40.
Hey, everybody. We about to get down and dirty and make this thing happen with the Olympics down in Australia. Even though they might be on a different time zone, they can't stop us here. Because we are the USA, USA. All right, let's get busy with this. Hello?
Yeah, this is Rudy Martsky.
Rudy, what's up, man?
Okay, I think this is great. I'm glad to talk to somebody new.
Hey, I'm glad to talk to somebody new, too. It's Mr. 40, baby. Say, what's up, 40?
Yeah, Mr. 40. Glad to have you as
like
the new
that.
Host. This is wonderful.
Good. What's going on?
Well, it's just the sun has risen here Saturday morning already in Sydney, and looking out, and first time in several days, got a few clouds, but we're going to have a great time here, and although nobody apparently is watching back in the U.S.
A few people are watching. We're drinking and watching. You guys drinking down there?
They drink more than Americans, the Australians. In fact, they're proud of it.
Now, I heard they don't really drink Foster's down there. What are they drinking down there?
They drink called Hans Light.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I had a couple last night.
Oh, how were they?
And there's another thing called Cascades Light. They got another beer called VB.
Ask him about how his wife's doing.
Yeah, in fact, if you order Foster's, they try not to serve it to you.
Okay, so a lot of light beer too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. How's your wife doing?
She's fine. She got here. In fact, she's on the line, and she just got here yesterday and had an interesting experience at the airport. When she checked in the hotel.
Hi, it's me. It's the mouse.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, what's up with this experience? Tell me about it. Didn't have any lights. Did you have some VB before this?
No.
Okay.
I got to the hotel, and Rudy was supposed to have left me a key, and so I went to the concierge desk to ask for my key, and I said, there should be an envelope here. My last name is Martsky. And the guy standing next to me at the concierge desk, he looks at me and he says, are you the mouse? I said, well, yes, I am. He says, I hear you all the time on Don and Mike. I'm from Sacramento.
Wow. Oh, you travel all that way.
My cover is blown in Sydney. It's like I'm here a half an hour. And my cover is blown.
Oh, my God.
So you guys are big already here in Sydney.
Well, they're big. I'm still working on it.
Oh, you are? That's right. But Don and Mike are big here in Sydney. And maybe they should have done...
Ask Mouse what she's wearing today.
Okay, all right. So, Mouse?
Yeah.
What are you wearing today?
just a nightshirt right now. Oh, it's morning.
Oh, that's right. You just woke up.
It's just 8 o'clock here in the morning.
Are you guys having breakfast? You gonna have breakfast?
Yeah.
You gonna have like scrambled eggs and a 40?
No, we're probably just gonna have a little fruit and croissant, something like that.
Okay.
I've already eaten.
Okay.
I gotta get off to work. I've already eaten.
Oh, you've already? Oh.
Yeah. So Mouse is she just waking up? Mr. 40, you woke her up.
Hey, I do that sometimes. So what else is going on down there? Anything? Give me something.
I'll tell you this: you can't wait to get out at night because there's a place called the Rocks that you can walk to from this hotel.
That's plural. The Rocks.
The Rocks.
Right.
And it reminds me of Georgetown.
You could ask him about a guy with a sign that said F.U. on the Today Show. And then ask Mouse how her libido is doing.
Spill out in the street, but there's guards there, so you can't go walking along with any drinks in your hand. But every 10, 15 yards, mm-hmm. there's a bar.
Okay. So, did you see, it's a big faux pas, it's been on the show a couple of times this week. Did you see the guy with the F shirt on, I guess?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can't help that. I mean, it's they can't erase the
name. That's his name, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Mouse.
Yeah.
Mouse?
Yeah.
How's your libido doing?
How's what?
Your libido.
My libido.
Yeah. Is it going great? How's it going down there? Is it a different moon pulling on you down there or what?
Well, I just got here yesterday, so...
So you haven't adjusted yet.
I haven't adjusted at all, no.
What do you mean? She's been awake for almost 36 hours.
Ask her what Pat O'Brien is doing in Rudy's room.
What is Pat O'Brien doing in Rudy's room?
Well, last week, Miles.
Break it down.
Oh, I know nothing about that. Fortunately, he's not here now.
Well, you know, when you're gone as long as I was, you can't differentiate among the sexes. You take what you can get.
Ask if Rudy's giving her lots of compliments.
Okay. Great. You guys are doing great. I mean, you wouldn't think it was your first time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's Mouse is she's had about 4 hours.
You're already giving Mouse a lot of compliments.
So she's ready to roll. Sun's rolling out here, so I got to go to work. So she's gonna go and do a damage shopping right now.
Right now, Mouse.
Yeah.
Is Rudy giving you a lot of compliments down there, down under?
Oh yeah. Well, I think he was glad to see me. He was glad to see an American woman.
American woman. Okay. Glad to see you. I'm sorry, I was sipping my beer right there. Got anything else? I mean, you know, I was waiting for something groundbreaking. The whole thing about, the bars, that was good. And you can't walk in the streets with your beers. That was depressing.
They asked Rudy if he's got a nugget.
Yeah, well, see, a week ago you could, but
nugget.
I think there's probably
nugget.
Too many
Rudy have a nugget
people
for
walking around with beers, so they just said, okay, that's it. There's guards over the place now, but they do allow you to stand outside the bar, but it's all cordoned off by gates. Once you leave the gate area, you gotta leave your beer behind.
Train wreck.
Oh, really?
They sing songs all night long. These Australian songs and chants.
Where's your guy to sing one for me? You got to sing one for me.
Oh, I don't see you.
Come on.
Waltzing Matilda is very big down here. It's the number one song for the Olympics.
Okay, how does that go? For the listeners that don't know, how does that go?
Waltzing Matilda. You know how it goes.
That's their national song.
All right, now, Rudy, you got a nugget for us or what? Come on now. You got a nugget for us?
Yeah, I got, let's see. How about this? Marion Jones wins the 100-meter dash tonight for the U.S. Her first gold. How about that one? Of course, probably Don Geronimo, if he's ever going to be on a show again, he's probably hasn't watched a minute of these Olympics.
No. Yeah, he hasn't. He's been adamant about that all week, too. I'm sorry. They're West Nile going around up here.
Well, I haven't been too much in touch with the U.S.
Tell them they just told you that this break is going awful, you know, and that you have to end it now.
We have apparently I heard that there's a suicide watch on Dan Snyder right now.
You know what? I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, it's a lot of violence going on with the Redskins up here. However, yeah. They just came to me, man, and they was like, 40, you effing up. They said, it's going bad. I just got to cut it off.
Okay.
So, but thanks, though. Hey, Mouse.
Hey.
Thank you too, girl.
Okay.
Thank you too.
All right.
I'm about to drink the both of y'all, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. That was Rudy and Mouse from Down Under.
Yay.
They hang up?
When he comes back to the States, you got to contact Rudy because you guys are going to get your own show.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Oh, you done good.
I'll tell you, the Mouse, that's my favorite part. How is your libido doing?
Hey.
And she did not know what to say.
No.
She didn't know what to say.
You did good, 40.
God damn.
Oh, that was good. A break of your phone calls would include Mr. 40 in that before we kick him out of here today.
Yes.
Thank you for helping us out on the jam with Rupert Murinsky. I mean, what a bore. Who wants to talk to Rudy from the Olympics?
No, Rudy down, Mouse is down there, so they'll be going out.
And especially today when they have their prepared sketch ready for us.
Yes, all about, knowing us. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you, 40. Nice job. So what are you doing now? What?
I'm drinking.
I know you're drinking.
He's drinking.
But you move away from the microphone, though.
What are your plans for the weekend, 40? What are you going to be doing this weekend? What is an average weekend for Mr. 40?
I mean, hold on.
Oh, yeah, a little burp there.
The fart during the middle of the train sound effect was a live one from Mike, and that is
sponsored by
Egars.com, the best cigar site on the planet.
And I hope everybody appreciates when everybody was talking there for a second that I was using all my self-control to make sure that I found the gap in the conversation to plug.
Yeah, you held it.
Yeah.
You did.
I did.
What's on tap this weekend? No pun intended.
No, I was... I didn't even catch that. That's a joke, boy. You missed it.
There you go. Right.
You know, just...
40, excuse me.
Oh, no. He has so much to say. Happy Friday, everybody.
www.egars.com. So what do you have planned this weekend? Oh, never mind. We'll come back and take your phone calls right into
this. This is the Don and Mike. Every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. She starts playing out on the field and then finishes the game inside. The naughty cheerleader. She's just a cute and curvy 16-year-old girl, but oh, what she's thinking and how she turns men on. The naughty cheerleader. She gives her school team their spirit, and when she gets going before the game, there's no stopping her. The naughty cheerleader in her cute school outfit with a tight top and short skirt. Every eye is always on her, and she knows it and loves it. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dream.
Yeah.
Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader. Rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International. Make them get you, Don and Mike.
Listen, the J.O. contest continues. We had some great entries today.
Oh, we did. We had a wonderful couple. They're right up at the top of the list.
We're going to extend the contest. We got an extra trip to L.A. to give away.
Me like cellophane.
So keep sending your tape to Don and Mike J.O. contest.
Right.
Care of CBS. 10800 Main Street. Fairfax, Virginia. 22030.
Make sure you pad them with that bubble pack so we can pop them when they get there.
Now listen, guests on the show, of course, Mr. 40 here today.
Yes.
Now listen, next week, we got a lineup for you.
Oh.
Tuesday. Mike's first anal conquest.
Now stop that and don't say that when she comes in here.
I won't while she's here. Candace Bushnell,
never had any sexual activity with that woman at all.
The baby who invented Sex in the City. She's coming in studio.
We simply went to a prom together.
We're going to be talking to her about her TV show and about her relationship with Mike. Also next week, our friend JB, James Brown from Fox NFL Sundays, coming in to talk about something that's unrelated to football.
Very good. He's a good guy.
Affirmative action.
Love to have affirmative action.
He's always welcome on the show. And next week, making his first appearance ever, we'll pinch a loaf with Dennis Franz.
Dennis Franz? Oh, Sipowicz.
Yeah, right, from NYPD Blue.
That's great. All right, I got to pinch a loaf.
So here we go. Let's take a couple of phone calls.
Because we're kicking Mr. 40 out of here. Where are you going after we kick you out of here, 40? Where are you going to go?
Oh, you know, he told me during
the... I did on my cab. Go ahead.
He told me during the break that he and Mrs. 40 have a babysitter.
No. Hey.
So that they're going out tonight.
You're taking Mrs. 40 out? Well, you're not going to get sloppy drunk before you see Mrs. 40, are you?
Oh, no. Nah, this is my second 40.
Oh, that's right. You're good for like six of those before you even get
paid. Exactly. I'm going to take the cab.
Right.
And I'll be straight.
How old is baby 40?
He'll be 2 in November.
Oh. Lil 40.
Did you name him 40?
No, I named him Deuce.
You should call him Lil 40, you know, like Lil Kim, L-I-L.
Lil 40.
Oh, God.
Where's Lil 40?
Lil 40.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He may have given that name to something else.
Oh, Buzz, you made him spit up his drink.
That's right. Hey, John, Buzz with the penis joke.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
You ride, Lil 40.
Hello, you are on the air.
Hi. I just called to tell you that I was on Napster today.
Yes.
And there is so much of your stuff on there now.
Is there really?
There really is.
Me
like, I've been looking, like, at least once a week for the past couple of months.
nothing. And all of a sudden I look today and there's tons of stuff.
You know, Don and I are against that, and we're actually going to testify before Congress next week about them stealing our material and giving it away on Napster.
Yeah, us and Metallica.
Yeah, right.
We're real pissed. Hey, unlike Metallica, we're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unlike the Bare Naked Ladies.
It makes us feel important.
That's fantastic.
It's great. I can listen to you all day now. I mean, I listen to it over and over again, but...
Oh, thank you.
It makes me happy.
You're very nice. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
See you later. Hi.
Our pleasure is your business. I mean, your pleasure is our business.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
It's nice to know so many nice people.
Yes, be happy, make somebody else.
Touch a hand, make a friend.
Let a smile be your handshake.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I called yesterday and I...
And above all else.
I liked above all all, though.
Above all all. A-L-L? If you see Kay Ballard,
right.
You tell her to have a happy day from the Don and Mike Show.
We have covered it right now.
Hello.
Right now.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I called yesterday and I told Brent Carway that I was pissed because I had to get Mike Houston instead of him.
Oh, and Mike, I forgot this one. Until next time, we want to thank you for your time. Because our time together is valuable, and I'll see you next time. The current time's 8 minutes past the hour. You got to be somewhere by the bottom of the hour. I got 22 minutes. So until next time, everybody, our time is your time, and my time is your time. We'll see you next time. Bing bong. 8 past the hour.
That's it. Mention time as many times as you can.
Good guy, time. All right, what about Brett Conway?
And I told him I had to pick Mike Houston. And then after I got off with you guys, I went on the internet, and then I found out Brad Johnson has only one more mistake, and then he's going to get benched.
Right. You found that on the internet?
Yep.
What, do you go to Norm's website?
No, not Norm's website, on NFL.com.
He went to www.soontobefired.com.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm with you on Oz Hakeem.
Oz Hakeem.
Yeah. Hey, they said he was only a one-day wonder.
No. He's an MF-er.
Do you have him?
I have him, too.
Yes, I have, from the Rams, I have Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
I have Warner, I have Oz Hakeem, Torrey Holt, and Ricky Prohl. The only guy I'm missing is Isaac Bruce.
Who are the Rams playing again this week? I know we just said it.
Atlanta.
Oh, my God, you're going to win the pot again.
I know it.
Oh, my God.
I know it. I'm going to be undefeated.
That's incredible.
What?
Can I be your... Don and Mike's fantasy football guy? You know, you got angry black guy. Can I be Don and Mike's fantasy football black guy?
Sure. Although, you know, I don't see the need for the racial demarcation.
Well, we don't have to be racial, but can I be the fantasy football guy?
We are an equal opportunity offender here. Anybody can call it. I don't think we have to, like, specify. Because,
Thank you.
We start doing that, I mean, then everybody's going to have a moniker. You know, hi, this is, this is confused head wound Hispanic guy.
Hello, Don and Mike.
This is the mad Tibetan.
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike.
Where's my yak?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I can't believe I got through. I've been waiting for a while. This is Gay in Anderson, South Carolina.
Gay?
Yeah, yes. That is my name, my real name.
You are so gay.
Yes, gay.
Watch it. I get that all the time.
Really?
My name is, but I'm not.
Hey, so if you were like in a supermarket and somebody came over to the speaker system and said, we need a gay.
I could be there.
There you go.
Yeah, my husband said when we were engaged to be married, he told everyone he was married to a gay.
Marrying a gay.
Yeah.
And if you ever cheated on your husband, you'd be having a gay affair.
We could go on for hours like this.
And your husband, and when he's with you, he has gay sex.
When you get old, you'll be using Ben Gay.
Ben, you are right, Mr. Hi, Mr. 40.
What's up, Gay?
I am thrilled to...
Hey, don't put away that train sound if I get wrong.
Yeah. Y'all are really rocking and rolling today. I listen to you every afternoon.
What can we do for you, Gay?
Well, I live in Anderson, South Carolina, and if you recall yesterday afternoon, you had a call from a restaurant where Charlton Heston...
A restaurant. Although, that's the Sonny Jergensen style of saying restaurant.
When I was South
looking
Carolina.
For a fine restaurant...
Restaurant.
A restaurant. R-E-S-T-R-U-N-T.
Restaurant.
R-E-S-T-R-U-N-T.
Y'all are...
That's how Astro would say it.
I've been dipping into 40s malt liquor?
Right, George. Restaurant.
Restaurant.
Well, listen, I want to tell you something. After your phone call today, we're gay lovers.
Yep.
We love you, gay. We are gay lovers.
Right. I am thrilled. I know Frida will be thrilled and Laura will be thrilled.
Okay. Absolutely.
Mrs. 40.
Please, less bio and more about why you're calling us.
But the reason I'm calling, this afternoon, I happened to be in the restaurant where Charlton Heston was eating yesterday. I know the owner. He told, and I made the comment, hey, you were on the Don and Mike show yesterday afternoon. He said, the young lady that you were talking to, within 30 seconds of it coming on the air, there was a call from Washington to the guard of Charlton Heston. He came over and immediately told her, you're on Don and Mike, get off. Within 30 seconds,
damn,
you are really connected.
Dirty apes.
From my cold, dead hands. Get off the damn phone.
Somebody in Washington that's in the know listens to you every day.
Yay. And listen, tonight if you go out to drink, you'll be going to a gay bar.
Yes, I'll go into a gay bar and tell them that
they
drink.
Goodbye, gay.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now that she's ratted out Charlton Heston, she'll never be invited to an NRA event. They'll say, no gays allowed.
Play some meringue.
Hello. Not Mike show.
Hi. What's Mr. 40 wearing?
Mr. 40. Oh, there she is.
From yesterday?
Yeah. He's wearing a shirt that looks like Kevin Arnold on the Wonder Years. He's wearing a shirt like Beaver Cleaver.
I think she wants Mr. 40 to tell her
that. But I got the nipples cut out.
There you go. Talk dirty to her.
I got the nipples cut out.
I see how hard your nipples are.
Oh, God, it's cold in here. That's all I'm going to say. And I got on some Timberlands with no socks.
Jesus.
And my knees are ashy. Put some lotion on them, girl. Put some lotion on them, girl. You better stop her. I can't go too far. Miss Fordham won't like it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
All right, that's everybody's covered. Rob, has she done you yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Jim the contractor.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim, your work is impeccable.
Yeah, now, 40, isn't this beautiful?
This wasn't here last time I was here. I got just cartridges all over the place. He can get the stripper one. He can get the get happy organ tape.
I needed to call because I needed to talk to Mr. 40. You know, I come in there, and everybody, now all these people calling in, they want their own moniker. I thought Don had already deemed one for me. I wanted to make sure I didn't get left out. You know how it is.
Yeah, I feel you.
Who are you? You're Jim the contractor?
Yes.
Jim the contractor.
Hey,
Jim, the important question. First off, as 40 said, you did a great job on the cartridge racks. We love having them finally put
excellent
up.
Excellent job.
Did the station pay you your money?
Yeah, that man is money.
I'll give you $50 if you get the right answer. I'll give you $50 back. What do you think?
Pay that man.
All right, let's go around the room here. You think they paid him, Don?
Not yet, I don't think.
I don't think they paid. I'm almost certain they probably
That was going to be my answer. Not yet.
I'm going to say no.
Well, not yet means no. They haven't paid them. Mm-hmm. Right, Robbie, you want some of this action?
I can probably give you a pretty informed no because I know who's handling it.
Who's handling it?
You've heard of the phrase paying through the nose? Well, Jim is going to be paid through the chin.
Oh, really?
All right.
All right, so you haven't gotten paid yet, huh?
Nope.
All right, Jim, listen, I'm going to put you on hold.
No, I talked to him yesterday. They just said call back next week or they'd call me.
Oh, sure.
All right. Let me put you on hold.
Which is
anyway.
The way all services performed are paid for.
Yeah, let me put you on hold. Give your information to Lisa, and I'll take it up with the Monkey Mucks on Monday.
All righty.
And then we will indeed. Pay that man his money.
Hey, Jim, I missed you yesterday. I heard you say I wish 40 was here with a 40. I missed you yesterday.
Because, you know, every time you're down there and I always drive by, I want to stop by with maybe a 22 since, you know, I'm a little 22.
I understand, man. You got to do that sometime.
Well, sometime when they write me down, I'll come down.
All right, man.
If they need more work done for a grand, I'll come down.
All right, man.
Don't count on that.
Yeah.
Don't count on that. I got big time yelled at about that. Hey, Mr. 40.
Yeah.
You ready for a surprise guest? Here we go. Identify this voice.
Hey, boo-boo.
Frida, isn't it?
Hello?
No, that
oh, one. No, that's not Frida. That's hello not. Was different, because Frida always calls the hey, boo-boo.
I know. This
I don't get boo-boo.
This is not my wife. This is your wife.
Yeah, I know now from the hello. I know the hello, not boo-boo.
Right. This is Mrs. Forty.
I was thinking that's standard call for the wives now. Hey, boo-boo.
What's up, baby? Oh, I get the standard joint. Okay.
So you have to listen.
All right, I hear some air in the background. Where are you at?
I'm in the car. I'm going to get sunshine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who's that, little 40?
Yeah.
What does Mr. 40 have planned for you tonight?
He's the 22 ounce.
Yeah, what are we doing tonight? Now, she's planning it. I just got to be there.
Yeah, what's going on tonight, Mrs. 40?
Trying to find out. That's what I'm calling for.
You said he got a sitter, right?
Yeah, he's got a sitter, so I figure we need to go out, and he have his 40, and I have my, well, glass. Not quite as much. I had to kick the 40s after high school.
You realize, 40, this is doing the same thing to your reputation right now that having Frida on the show has done to mine. Now everybody knows you are just as pussy-whipped as the rest of us. Listen to this.
I'm going to have fun, though. We're going to a club or something. We're going to have fun. We're going to hang out.
Excellent.
I mean, I don't hang pictures.
Oh, F you. F you, 40. F you, 40.
I let my son draw on the wall, and it's all good.
There you go.
It's all good.
Put two nails on the outside.
I know who's responsible. I was wondering how he got in the crib with the pen.
Oh, that's one, yeah.
Well, Mrs. 40,
Wanted to say hi.
Just want to say hi, and you just want to go clubbing tonight? That's it?
Yeah, I don't know. He said something about a strip club.
Would you go to a strip club with your husband?
Sure.
Really?
All right.
No, she's full.
I like
right?
the way you flip that. That's good, though. Yeah, I'd love to take her to a strip club. That's probably what we'll do. You know, she calls them T-bars.
All right.
That's probably what we'll do.
You should go.
You know, come on, get some drinks. You know, we got a blender now. We might.
Wow. Right.
We're doing it up.
Okay, goodbye, Mrs. 40.
Goodbye. Have fun.
All right, drive safely. Get off the phone and drive.
Right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
And I say that to everybody. Get off the phone and drive.
Amen.
You know, Iceland Kathy is on the phone.
Oh, Lord.
And she's the girl who was on the show this past, whenever it was.
Yeah, when the
40 was here.
When 40 was here all day and the two naked ladies were in.
Gave away the trip to Iceland. Mm-hmm. Oh, and incidentally, it was wonderful speaking to the widow for 40.
The widow 40.
The widow 40. Put her on. Let's talk to Kathy real fast.
All right, here we go.
Let's find out what she's doing. Hey, Kathy. Kathy?
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
How you doing, Kathy?
Pretty good. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey. You're forgetting somebody.
Oh, I heard that Mr. 40's there.
Yo, what's up, girl?
Not much. How you doing?
Chilling. How was the game?
Well, you know, I didn't actually make it to the game. Long story, but Sean and I didn't end up going out till last night.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, all right.
He was supposed to take you to the Redskins-Dallas game on Monday night. The question is, we hooked you up with this guy, Sean.
Yeah.
You were supposed to go on a date with him and decide if you find him trustworthy enough to take you with him.
And if you like him, you know, if you like him, not only trustworthy, but if you have some kind of chemistry with him.
To take him with you on your free vacation we gave you to Iceland. So the question is, Kathy.
Yes.
Will you be taking Sean to Iceland with you?
I am going to reserve any judgment for at least another date or two.
A date or two, so you need a couple more dates, huh?
Well, it was hard to say from our date last night. It took a while to get started. I gotta say, he's the first date I've ever had that showed up and asked to use my shower.
That is gross. That is totally gross.
That is gross. Why did he want to use your shower?
Yeah, you called it.
To be fair, his job is as a courier, and he had been driving around in his van all day.
Oh, that is bad news.
Wow. I told you I didn't trust that guy.
You said that when he came in. And I can't imagine that. Hey, can I use your shower?
Well, yuck. He asked me before he got there.
Yuck. So when are you going out with him again?
I don't know. I'm supposed to call him. I'm actually out of town right now. Yeah. But I'm supposed to call him when
I get
back.
Hey, where are you?
What's that?
Where are you?
I am in Vermont.
Hey, bring me back a shot glass.
I told you I would.
He's not getting off.
Oh, that's right.
Hey.
Okay.
Kathy, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did 40 tell you that we all went out after the show last week?
Do you know when I was leaving, somebody said to me, hey, 40 said come up the street and have a martini. And I told them to go back and tell 40 that it was a school night.
Yeah.
You know, that there's no way I could go down the street and get bombed on, well, whatever night of the week that was, Wednesday night.
Nobody told me.
Do you guys all have a good time?
Oh, too good a time.
Too good a time.
That's the way it should be.
All right, Kathy, you call us when you get back, when you go out with this guy, Sean, again, and let us know what happens.
Okay, we'll do.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. Told you about him. Never trust a guy who comes on a radio show with his sister.
I don't blame her.
And one more thing before we got to go to break. Paul has come down to give 40 some more 40s.
Here's Paul. Paul's the guy that helps us out all the time. Hi, Paul.
Left. I was waiting for you, dog. I was like tapping my vein. Like,
step up to the microphone, Paul.
What's up, gentlemen?
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
There's a 40. There's a 40 for Mr. 40.
That's some more hurricane for 40.
You always shake it up before you get in. You did that last time, that spin thing. It's all good, though.
You know, what's weird is he brought in a water for me today, and yeah. This is just one day where I'm chugging water like a man.
Look at that. Got Jerry, something for everyone.
You are a good man.
Thank you.
And some Philly blunts for 40.
There you go.
We were talking about that.
Discussing that.
You don't understand. It's going to get me jumped when I get back around the way. You're like, you got a pack of Philly blunts, don't you?
Okay. Paul, get out of here.
No.
Why?
All right. Charlene, I'm coming.
Thanks. All right. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Good man, Paul.
All right. Now, listen, dog. You got to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. 40 has another 40.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. 40, let's make a date for if it's next week or the week after. Whenever we actually look at all of the videos, we want you in here, okay?
All right. Do it. You know what? Do it. The following week.
The 40s.
I'm not trying to tell you how to dig a hole.
You're a little buzz now.
I'm not trying to tell you how to dig a hole.
However, you're up top.
Yeah, I do sales, and next Friday's the 31st. So
okay. And listen, don't forget, pencil in the weekend of October 9th.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you to Detroit to take somebody to the Tyson-Golota fight.
To take somebody.
Yes, a winner from the show.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, see, it's not just the fight that's the prize. You're going to be the prize, too.
It'll be your trying to get me decapitated twice.
It'll be your chance.
I'm trying to get my head cut off.
We'll send you out with a guy. So Mrs. 40 doesn't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll send you out with a guy.
Mrs. 40 will be fine with that.
Okay.
And give our best to Mrs. 40. And a sunshine.
My best and then say it was God.
And a little 40. The sunshine.
All right, though.
All right, get out of here.
Peace.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Take your bottles. Go. Thank you for coming down and viewing the tapes with us today.
Thanks, Mr. 40.
Always a pleasure to have Mr. 40 stop by.
Absolutely. And Paul, too, for bringing Mr. 40 his 40s and you the Diet Coke and me the water.
And I enjoyed hearing from Mrs. 40 myself.
Absolutely. It's a different side of Mr. 40.
Yes.
And it does kind of water down Mr. 40 a little.
It sure does.
Yeah, the 40s are kind of cut with a little H2O.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely.
He's just as whipped as we are.
There you go.
That's right.
That's right. Her name is Mrs. 40, but her first name could be Frida, Laura, Carrie. I won't put Marcia in that class.
Now, Marcia stands alone.
Yeah, she does. Right. But she could be like the rest of our wives. Mm-hmm. When we come back, a Friday favorite. Oh, and you're going to love the Friday favorite we have for you today.
We don't want a controversy.
Especially if you live in the D.C. area. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
But again, before you interrupted me, and you have a real faculty for doing that.
Thank you.
No, I don't think it's anything to really be too proud of myself. I think when I talked about Pat...
Bob, you came here to do an interview. I'm asking you questions.
Then let me finish the answer. Yeah. Is that okay, Jeremy?
Ahead.
Is that fair enough?
Please go right
ahead. Have I interrupted your questions yet?
Yes.
No, I haven't. You've interrupted my answers with your questions, and then I've tried to get back. So
please
let me
continue.
Finish this. You got a long way to go to be as good as your dad. You better keep that in mind.
With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, as we've been announcing today, we want a couple more of your J.O. tapes. They were wonderful. We've decided to extend the contest. And thank God that we have Tammy Sachs, who really, she's the promotional director for our radio station for WJFK, but in essence, she's the promotions director for this show.
Oh, absolutely.
And we sure do love her, and I'll tell you why. Because it was put to me like this. The trip to Los Angeles for National Enquirer has to be given away today.
Right.
I said, oh, but we've extended the JL contest. Tammy said, wait. We'll just give you another trip to Los Angeles.
She's the greatest.
When we extend the J.O. contest.
Wow.
So what that means is somebody today for doing absolutely dick is going to win a free trip to Los Angeles courtesy of National Enquirer's Uncovered. National Enquirer's Uncovered. They don't just cover Hollywood, they uncover it. Tune in weekdays at 12:30 on Fox. Now, don't call yet. At some point today's show, I'm going to ask you to call in. Going to ask you about something that happened in the very first part of the show.
A specific question.
Excellent. Another one of those unannounced tests.
Good.
To make sure that you are listening to the whole show. In the meantime, the J.O. contest continues. Just tape yourself from the neck up, shoulder area, head.
Absolutely.
J.O.ing. Everybody agreed the tapes we saw today were freaking fantastic.
You know, we had said before when we watched that woman the other day, so, well, the women tapes aren't going to be that funny. They're going to be more erotic than funny. Today we got a woman's tape that was just almost as funny as the guy tapes, and the guy tape was hysterical.
Very funny.
So send your tape in to Don and Mike J.O. Contest, care of CBS.
Right.
10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030, and please send them to us on VHS only.
Yeah, and because, you know, when we don't get them on VHS, that means we have to get adapters, and it also means we have to handle the tapes a lot more.
And also one other update I want to give you on stuff coming up next week on the show. I told you, Mike's anal conquest, Candace Bushnell.
Stop it!
My anal conquest, James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday.
Okay, if you do it that way, every time you promote it, I'll accept.
Rob's anal conquest, Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue will be on the show next week. And just added, now this I think is interesting, the wrestler Jerry Lawler is going to be on the show.
Wow. He's the wrestler that's done a lot of movies, right?
He's the guy from the Andy Kaufman thing on David Letterman.
Right. Okay, that's right.
The
absolutely.
Guy who faked the whole thing on the David Letterman show, so he's coming on too. Good. So, you know, either Broyhill's decided to start doing his job, or somebody actually hired a producer for the show.
Way to go, Charlie Broyhill.
Yeah. All I know is that things are happening. Now, let's get to a Friday paper. Okay?
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Not for Don and Mike to play the budget Jeopardy. Budget Jeopardy. I want to welcome in.
All right, how are you? Hey, what's that music?
A close friend of mine. Let me play him in. I got an intro for you.
An intro? Why do I have an intro?
Listen to this.
Head coach of your Washington Redskins.
I
remember, hello. He doesn't deserve all the blame.
You're damn right.
Norv Turner.
That's for sure. Don't pick on me. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hi. Here he is, the head coach of the 1-2 Washington Redskins.
Now, 1-2 is not as bad as you might think it is. It's really, you know, people are saying now that we've got a... Yeah, the Redskins are really going to try to play hard football, and we're going to come back from that 1-2 deficit. I think, you know, I really think that we have to understand, you have to understand that we've got a little long way to go. We've got a long way to go. It's a long season in the NFL. And, you know, if you want to emphasize 1-2, that'll make me more depressed than I already am. And I resign myself to the fact that things are not going well, and I'm trying to be as, you know, as stand-up a guy as I can, but we really have a chance to turn things around against the Giants.
You know, when you answer a question at a press conference, and you've answered lots of them over the 70 years now that you've had this job as Redskins coach and never won anything.
It's been 7 years, not seven. There's no need, Don, there's no need, and I don't think there's any need for you to put a zero on the seven. You know, it's a seven, Don.
You always have the same tone of voice. It's always the same.
That's not true. I have my happy voice.
It's the same. Well,
I have my happy voice. I have a sad voice, angry voice. You know, you're not there all the time, and you don't see. You know, we like to keep most things here in the Redskins family. That's the way. You know, it's no big deal. It's the way it's always done.
Let me hear the happy voice.
Well, you tell me something I should be happy about, and I'll give you the happy voice. I'll give you an honest happy voice. Wait a minute.
Dan Snyder's plane just went down.
Oh, here's my happy voice. That's really good. I am so happy. There you go. Fantastic. Really excited. No, I...
All right, now here, a test for your sad boys.
All right, sad boys.
There was only one survivor, and it was Dan Snyder.
Oh, that is really, that's really a shame. I'm really not going to comment on that any further. But, you know, I have a variety of emotions. I really do. You know, I can be angry. Would you like to hear me be angry?
Let me see angry.
Let me exactly what we did. Just last week, we went, had a team meeting, and I was forceful with them, and I said, listen, you really ought to start playing better football, because if you don't start playing better football, you're not going to have a chance of winning games. And if you can't win football games, you're not going to win the Super Bowl. And if you don't win the Super Bowl, I'm not going to be here again. That's what I said to them. And they understood how angry I was.
They got them psyched up.
I'd like to really go, if I can go into a little more detail about the situation, because I know you're having me on the show because there's a lot of controversy surrounding the Redskins and what they've done. You know, here's the way, if I can explain it to you, just like this. If we win more games,
yeah,
we're going to actually have more success, and people will be happier with the way the team's performing, and the players will feel better, and I'll feel better as a coach, and we'll probably do very well. If we lose more games, people will be unhappy, and I will not continue as a Redskins coach. So I got a dilemma here. I got to look at myself in the mirror every day and say, Norm, you got to go in there to Redskins Park every day and say to yourself, what can I do to make myself happier? Would I be happier if we won more games? And the answer is yes.
Do you ever diagram plays on your neck?
Now, you talked about my turkey neck for a long time, and I'll tell you right now, I'm going to say very forcefully, it stops now. You understand me? It stops now.
Is this the angry Norv I'm getting now?
You're damn right it's the angry Norv. I'm really, really tired of all your jokes about I'm going to lose my job. You better sell your house, Norv. You know, we lose two games in a row, and Don Geronimo gets on the radio and says, you better sell your house. Don't I let you come out to the park, and don't I treat you with the kind of respect that you like?
You do treat me nice.
And I recognize you, which is very hard for me to do, because I see so many faces all the time, and I wave at you and say, hey, how are you? And I pound my fist down now, and I tell you, that turkey and egg stuff has got to stop. I'm really damn tired of it.
Okay.
I don't mind telling you. That makes me unhappy.
Okay, how do you feel when a Redskin is arrested for allegedly roughing up his wife?
Oh, there's no question that casts a pallor over the whole atmosphere at Redskins Park. But he asked me a real football question. It kind of threw me off track.
I know, and you answered it just like Norv does.
I did, and I realized. There's no question that's a distraction. We're trying to play football and win football games. If you're trying to win football games, you know, you really focus on the football team. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said that there wasn't a chance that might distract us a little bit. Can I have another football question, please?
How come you cut Brett Conway, your field goal kicker?
Oh, there's no question. Brett Conway was a fine kicker and you know, had some setbacks. And you know, that's going to happen in a football season with a football team and a football game. We're going to have some setbacks. And Brett was a guy that was a good football kicker. And, you know, and on a football team, we need a football kicker that's going to kick the football. And he was somebody who unfortunately decided that he was going to get hurt. And once he got hurt, he couldn't kick the football like he always kicked the football. So we decided that for our football team, the best thing to do is probably let Brett pursue opportunities in a football league with another football team.
Are you going to change quarterbacks?
There's no question. You always evaluate the team each and every week. And you just try to see, you know, what team is best and what kind of players can help you win football games.
Okay. All right. Now, here you go. Here's a question. I know you game plan a lot. You game plan?
Yeah, we game plan diagram. Okay. That's what coaches all
have
about.
Have you game planned already?
Yeah.
Have you already written out your post-game apology?
Sure.
When you meet the press after the Giants lose, after the Giants beat the Redskins, after the Redskins lose this week, have you already pre-written your apology?
Why are you asking me that question? How do you know that? Why did you know that? Where did you get some kind of... You know, I'm always suspected that you, when you come around Redskins Park, that you ruffle through my desk. Is that true?
And I've been in your office.
You know that I write the post-game winning and losing speeches. And because it's a toy, it's a task, and I'm not comfortable with my...
Can I hear? Let me hear.
Yeah, I got
when the Redskins lose on Sunday night, and when you're standing in front of the battery of reporters, when they say to you...
And I brought it. I got my briefcase right over here.
They say, Coach Turner,
yeah,
the Redskins have lost. You've gone to 1-3. The Giants are 4-0.
How do you respond?
There's no question this was a setback for the football team. We came in here expecting to beat the New York Giants, and unfortunately we weren't able to pull out a win today. So this is a setback for our football team, but it's not the end of the season by any chance, and we're going to have to regroup and reevaluate some of our strengths and weaknesses and perhaps come back next week and try to win the football game.
All right, now, have you planned for
a victory speech, too?
Oh, well, let me hear it. Not a chance you'll read it, but let me hear it.
Should be interesting. And I'll sound happy for you, because that's the way I do.
There you go, Fletcher.
There's no question this is a big day for our football team. We are real happy to be the New York Giants, and of course we're going to go back and look at the film and regroup and reanalyze, see if we can win the next game, because it's you know, it's not over. The season is long and hard, and we have to see what's best for our football game, for our football team.
Do you already have the apology speech for the Tampa Bay game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wrote them all.
That's very good planning.
Because they play Tampa Bay after the Giants.
Right. They worked ahead.
Find your Tampa Bay apology speech.
There's no question nobody likes to go 1-4. We're not happy with going 1-4. And I know that, you know, Tampa's a fine football team. And they're a team that, you know, really had their eyes on us and studied a lot of good film and paid attention to what they were doing. And, you know, nobody likes to lose four games. You don't like to lose any games in the National Football League. But I have to regroup and see what's good for our football team.
Do you have the apology game, the apology speech for the game after that, which would be the sixth game of the year against the Baltimore Ravens?
Would he still be here?
Okay,
I wrote a different
one. He won't get fired yet.
Okay. I wrote a different one
for the Ravens game?
Yeah, this is unique. I don't say no question in front of this one. I think we underestimated the Baltimore Ravens. They came out with a game plan that really looked great and really looked astounding, and it surprised us all, and we weren't really prepared for it, because we just didn't get together as much of an offense and defense as we should.
Oh, you know,
in order to win football games, you have to mount an offense and a defense. You have to play right on either side of the ball, so our football team really has some struggling to do.
I'm going out of schedule here. You play the Eagles before the Ravens. What about your concession speech when you lose to the Eagles up in Philly?
How would you like to hear my Super Bowl victory speech?
Oh, you've got one?
Yeah, I wrote a Super Bowl victory speech right over here. It's right over right here in the canteen, you know, right here. I think I've got it right over here and right here. Okay. What an incredible day this is for North Turner and the Washington Redskins and our football team and the National Football League. I'll tell you right now, you know, to see this team and then grow with these guys, I love these guys. And I really want to say that our football team really rallied against a lot of adversity and came on strong to win this game. And it's just wonderful to win the world championship. I'd like to thank Mr. Snyder, the fans of Washington Redskins, and most importantly, Don and Mike and the Don and Mike Show for really supporting me when the chips were down. Go Redskins. And,
what about...
We'll see you out of the bars.
All right, let me ask you one more.
Yeah, go
one more speech.
Sure.
What about your remarks when the Danny fires you?
Well, I've got that here. I don't keep it out in the front of the suitcase. I'm going to run over here somewhere around if I can just look around in here. And it's down low. It's kind of dog ear because I've had it for a few years. First it was Mr. Cook. God, he was going to ask me. Do I have to read it?
Yeah. Let's hear what you say.
All right, here we go. There's no question this is a sad day for North Turner. I've given a lot of work and time in this franchise and this football team. And, you know, there are other opportunities that I'm going to pursue. And my time with the Washington Redskins has been well spent. And I'm very happy to have had the association with this organization. But unfortunately, in the football season, things happen. And that's just the way, you know, it's no question. It's the way the ball bounces. So I'd like to, you know, thank them for the opportunity. And I know they're going to be greener pastures to go on to.
Have you ever written a speech of... What if you were to win Coach of the Year?
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Oh, Coach of the Year. I don't have that one.
You don't have that?
I don't think there's no question there's no chance of that happening. So I don't think that's anything I'm really going to worry about. I just think that we're going to try to be a better football team with a better football mentality. And if I can just say, you never hear coaches say this, and I'd like to say it on your show.
All right,
I
know say it now, Norv Turner.
Most important thing to do is to focus on the game at hand and the task at hand. And right now we got to think about the New York Giants. That's the most important thing.
You never hear a coach say that, do you?
Not at all. You know, if I was to come in here and tell you, oh, I'm thinking about getting fired at the Super Bowl and all that, I might write these little speeches. But I frankly take them one day at a time, and I take it one game at a time. You know, whether it's the controversy surrounding us or Mr. Snyder and everyone else, I really.
What's he like to work for?
Oh, he's a fantastic owner, and he's giving me all the support I need. What coach would would want to have the support and enthusiasm of an owner if he's, you know, giving you the tools.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because I'm lying.
Ooh, wow.
Can I tell you the truth? I'm lying about all these features, too. I just don't feel it anymore. I've lost my motivation to live.
Wow.
Oh, Norm.
I'm extremely depressed.
Well, don't be depressed.
I tell you, it's all about Schneider. He depresses me.
He depresses you?
Constantly putting me under incredible pressure. And I don't know if I can go anymore. What a football game. Can I tell the people at Washington, D.C., for the love of God, and yet the football game, I'm just out there trying to do it, okay? Please stop with those silly questions. Norm, why? I'm doing the best I can. I can't help it that I got a bunch of players that are just too slow and lazy to go out there and play a good football game. I am very frustrated. Okay, I'm not out there throwing the ball, kicking the ball, running the ball. I'm not the one making the mistakes, throwing the interceptions in the fumble. I am really depressed.
All right.
I'm on the edge right now. I don't want to tell you. I'm just a teeter totter.
Is that the Riddler or something, Norm?
Let me see what I've got in my briefcase.
Are you on anything right now? Are you
not on anything. That's a problem. My wife is in it. You know, go out and get something to stabilize yourself. But right now, I'm just about on the verge of a nervous breakdown. That's
how are your bowels?
My bowels, I haven't had a bowel movement. I have not had a decent bowel movement since August 13th.
Wow.
It started right around minicamp. Then I had a few normal BMs. And then as I went through minicamp, you know, it locked up again. And then right around the preseason, that's when things started to just go. And then August 13th, my bowels just shut down. I'll tell you something. It's one thing to win a football game. But a football game don't mean that much if you haven't had a really good BM.
Do you have a statement for when you're brought into the hospital for when they have to remove your colon?
Yeah, absolutely. It's right over here. There's no question the doctors really put forth a fine effort, and they're going to try to get my colon out as quickly as possible and get me back with this football team. I'd like to thank all the people at the hospital, and go Redskins.
Okay, Norm.
Yeah.
Stand by. We're going to take a couple of calls. Just one call. We have a returning champion, actually.
That's very nice, and championships are fun.
Phone number?
You wouldn't know that, though, would you?
Well, I was with Dallas, you know, but I just wasn't the head guy.
Phone number is 877-365-3636.
I am so goddamn depressed.
We will play Jeopardy. First caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think we can accomplish most anything if we're willing to pay the price. And the price of success is hard work. Hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and a determination that whether we win or lose, that we've applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand.
Now right there.
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. Okay. It's time for Don and Mike.
You know who that was, that tape, right?
That was Vince Lombardi.
A great coach.
He was great. He was fantastic. He really was a good coach. A true champion. I admire him every... There's no question there's not a
He was
tape.
No pussy.
He wasn't a pussy. Yeah, what are you saying?
I'm just saying that Vince Lombardi was not a pussy.
You're making some kind of statement. I'm not a dumb man.
I think you're a bright man. I'm just saying Vince
Lombardi... Are you saying I'm a pussy?
No, you just said you're a pussy.
I didn't say I was a pussy.
Was no pussy.
Don't you understand that I'm hanging on by a thread here? To coin your phrase, can we ixnay on the OC Bay? Is there a chance?
Okay, now listen, really, tell me something. I saw you in the men's room.
Yeah, I was very...
What is the condition of your bowels? I know you said that you hadn't had a bowel movement.
I haven't had a decent bowel movement since about August 13th. I had something approaching one right around Labor Day, but other than that, there hasn't been much activity.
All those Maalox bottles that I saw piled up in the front seat of your car?
Yeah, I went to a doctor, you know, before the season started back in February. And the doctor said to me, you know, he said, you got a problem down there. You got to tend to it. And I said, you know, there's no question I have to pay attention to my bowels, but I'll probably do that after the current football season is over. Because I can't do it during the season. I don't have time to go see a doctor. We're reviewing tape and film and looking at games and game plans. And you know, we're studying tendencies. When you're studying tendencies, it's real hard for... it would really be hard for me to go get my bowels straighten out and benefit the football team.
Do you find Jim Fossil, the head coach of the New York Giants, who you play this weekend, the team that will beat you this weekend, do you find him an attractive man?
I do indeed. I find him one of the more attractive men in the NFL.
Wow.
He's good dresser. He seems to take care of himself. He's a guy that always on game day, you know, although he's wearing the basic golf shirt and the coach's pants, he's a man that really tries to take care of himself. And I'm sure that off the field, he's probably quite handsome.
Who's the most handsome coach, do you think, in the NFL?
currently, I've got to say, he's an older guy, and he's got snow white hair, but I've always been very partial to George Seifert of the Carolina Panthers. He's a man that dresses well, smells good, and a man that takes care of himself. And even though he's older, I think he's very GQ.
And who is the most hideous coach in the NFL? Physically.
There's no question that that fellow up in Philadelphia's got a severe weight problem that's out of control.
Andy Reid.
And we all have our ways of dealing with stress. And, you know, my way really is just keeping to myself and not having proper bowel function. But Andy's is obviously at the dinner table. And, you know, lots of coaches have that. And I would tell him that there's no question that benefit his football team. He's probably going to have to push himself away from
it. What's the last thing Dan Snyder said to you before you left work to come here today?
Well, I keep a diary, and I actually wrote it down.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah. You're very meticulous like that.
Yeah. Right before I came down here, we were having a meeting, and it was not a pleasant meeting. He said, F you.
Oh, you wrote that down?
Yeah, he said, F you, get out. And I did. Because, I mean, he's the boss, Mr. Snyder. Don't call him Danny. Don't call him D. He gets very angry, and that's why, I just left. And, you know, he does it a lot, so it's not anything big. You don't have to worry about it. He does it a lot.
How many meeting notes do you have, do you think, over the year or so he's on the team where he said F you to you?
He usually ends our meetings with that. You know, and he, you know, I'll try to explain my position as head coach and what I want to do to benefit this football team. And he'll just say, F you, get out. And so I do. And then I go back to my office. He won't even apologize later. I just know that's the way he does it.
Huh.
He'll sigh. He'll take a big deep breath. He goes, okay, F you, get out. And then I leave.
Do you ever say F you back?
Oh, absolutely not. Yes, that's one rule. You know, back in the days working with Jimmy Johnson, I knew you do not say that. When you're working for somebody, whether it's a head coach or general manager or an owner, you do not say F you back.
What about when you get, behind your door? When you get back to your office?
I'm not really capable of swearing. I'll say the GD word and Jesus, but I won't say the F word. Not in my house. I'll just go... And then it'll go right down to my colon. That's why they had to remove it.
They removed your colon.
They did, yeah. The doctors, yeah. They did a fine job. But I don't need... Language isn't necessary for me to communicate. I can just look with a stern look. It's a lot done. A stern look when your kicker's not kicking real well.
Are you on a bag?
Yeah, I got a bag.
What about your skin?
Pardon me?
What about your skin?
What do you mean about my skin?
Are you going to do anything about that?
Do anything about what? There's nothing wrong with my skin.
What about your skin?
My skin's beautiful. I have beautiful skin. I'm a pretty man.
Tommy Lee Jones laughs at you.
You're going down there again. I told you not to do that, all right? Do you want me to say...
Davey Johnson laughs at you.
Listen to me. Damn it, Don. I want to insist that you don't mention that again because it's really starting to become offensive.
Okay, what did you want me to mention? Do you want me to mention your skin?
I want you to mention the fact that Norv Turner is one of the most brilliant offensive strategists in the NFL and that his team is going to go to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, let's play the game.
How do you like that?
Let's play the game here, Norval.
All right, here we go. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is the... hey, there's that song. Alrighty. Now entering the studios, our challenger. This individual comes from Spokane, Washington. Let's say hi to April Silva.
Hey, April.
April, you there, honey?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Don. Hello, Norv.
Hello, April. And now entering the studio is the returning champion. This individual's two-day winning total is $101 from Baltimore. This is a student. Let's say hi to Mike McCartney.
Hi, Mike. Hey, Don. Hey, Norv.
Mike, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Ooh, drastically. And I have Don and Mike to thank. Had a nice female prospect the last couple of weeks, and now that I'm a champion, she's mine.
Nothing like being a champion, huh?
Yes.
Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Mike and April, don't screw with LQ, okay?
Okay.
Let's give a nice warm riskiest welcome to Alex Trebek, your roundabout.
Thank you, Norm. Hi, April. Hi, Mike.
Hey. LQ.
And incidentally, both these guys, they live in areas where the football teams are just as hot as can be. The Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
2-1.
They're a good football team.
Seattle Seahawks.
That's good.
Okay, they're 1-2, but...
Yeah, they're coming around.
Or they might be 2-1. I mean, I don't know. April, did the Seahawks win last
last week?
You know, I'd be the wrong person to ask.
Yes, yes, they beat New Orleans. They won last week.
That's good. They got a good football team. I think that's a good football team. And Baltimore's got a good football team.
Here are your categories, kids, and they are...
Uh-huh.
Oh, don't forget, answer in the form of a question on Live With My Mom, wearing a clip-on tie, suit by Mr. Guy, call me Alex, unless we're playing the game that it's El Chumor Quizmaster.
I love that part.
And always call him Norv Turner.
Norval Turner. Here for your listening pleasure.
And here are your categories, kids. They are...
Goody.
Near bare naked ladies.
Oh, now there's no need for that.
Celebrity true or false.
True or false, okay.
NFL coaches close to being fired.
Okay, and you look right at me. You're right, you know.
You're not on the list.
I'm going to stay with this football team.
Huh. You're not on the list.
All right.
New on home, Lareal.
I got a lot of videos.
States and capitals.
States and capitals. That's good. I like that category. That's good. Okay. I like my videos better.
One more time. Here you go.
Come on, Don.
Near bare naked ladies.
Football team.
Celebrity true or false. NFL coaches close to being fired.
Not on our football team.
New on home video. States and capitals. April, you are a girl. We like girls better than boys. We will start with you.
Okay. Let's take celebrity truth or dare.
Celebrity true or false?
Hey, truth or dare? We can play that later, April.
All right, true or false? Stephen King has a tattoo of a skull and crossbones on his ass.
What is false?
Right.
Okay, there's no question. That's $1 for you, April, and you get to select again, please.
Okay, let's take celebrity truth or false. True or false for two.
Anne Heche speaks fluent German.
What is true?
Again, right.
There's no question. That's $2 for you, April. Go ahead. Select again, please.
Let's take celebrity true or false for three, please.
Bill Paxton once posed nude for an all-male, all-nude calendar.
What is true?
Oh. I'm sorry, April. That means Mike has a chance to see it. We're going to go to Mike McCarthy. He chance to see it.
What is false?
Right.
$3. We've got a tie game, and Mike McCarthy, you're in control.
How about a new on home video for one?
All right, new on home video. Now, I'll tell you, these are hard because there have not been a lot of great movies out this summer. So the movies that sucked at the box office are now coming out on home video.
All right, I understand. It's a long football game. We're going to see who's going to win. It's just at the beginning right
now. Hey, Norm, are you like most football players and coaches, rather, where you don't know anything that's going on in the world?
Oh, sure,
like,
I do. I keep up with the days.
Survivor. What do you think of Survivor?
Survivor.
It's Survivor.
The Survivor. Who survived what?
The TV show.
I'm not sure where you're going with that now.
With a queer?
The queer?
Richard? $1 million?
No, I'm not.
Let me ask you about this.
Ernie?
What do you think of the TV show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's a game show?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that show. I do. I do. Yeah, I told you that. We watched that before. I like it when they get all the letters and they solve the puzzle. That's good.
You don't have any idea, do you?
No, unfortunately, I lock myself in my office, and when I'm not struggling to to take out the different tendencies of different football clubs, I basically am struggling with my irritable bowel function. Due to the incredible pressure that I'm under right now. Television's for people that don't coach in the NFL and try to get their football team to win.
What is the last movie that you and your wife saw when you went to the theater?
We saw a good one right before I took my job with the Redskins, and it was about 7 years ago.
What was it?
Oh, boy, it was on video. We took it home. Oh, what the heck was it? I'm trying to think. Blade Runner. It was fantastic. We really enjoyed ourselves. We had a great night. We got popcorn and had a good time. That was 7 years ago. 7 long years.
Okay, Mike. Oh, new on home video. Here we go. New on home video stars Madonna.
No idea.
April, your chance to steal.
I could say, what is it, Vita?
Now, listen, who remembers this movie? The Next Best Thing.
Next Best Thing, yeah. There are recent movies?
Yeah, out in the last 3 or 4 months.
I don't have a clue. Hey, Mike, your chance to get back on the track here and win this football game. Go ahead.
I'm doing a video for two.
Stars John Cusack.
What is High Fidelity?
Oh, we got one.
$2 for you, Mike. You're in control. You're doing real well. Way to go. Congratulations.
We'll finish new home video for three.
Stars Christian Bale.
What is American Psycho?
American Psycho. He got that one too.
I just want to say that is an outstanding effort, and you deserve all the proper. Okay, Mike.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
States and caps are one, then?
States and capitals. It is the capital of the great state of Rhode Island.
What is problem?
I'm sorry, Mike. You didn't make it under the buzzer there, but you're having a good football game. April, your chance to steal here.
What is Providence?
Providence, right.
We've got a hell of a game going on here. All right, $1 for you, April. Select again, please.
States and capitals for two, please.
Pennsylvania.
What is Harrisburg?
Right again.
$2. That's a hell of an answer. All right, April, go ahead. Way of an answer.
And states and capitals for three, please.
Alaska.
I'm sorry?
You got to listen, April.
I am too, honey.
Really have to listen. Mike, your chance to steal.
What is Juneau?
Juneau, right.
Oh,
Juneau, Alaska.
That's a devastating blow for our football team. I mean, April. All right, $11 is your total, Mike, and now you go again, please.
How about the new bare naked ladies for one?
The near bare naked ladies, okay? She was nearly nude at the MTV Awards.
It was Jennifer Lopez?
I'm sorry, April.
No, I mean,
who is Britney Spears?
Yes, that's right. Don't you remember when Britney Spears came up and took her clothes off on stage?
Who's Britney Spears?
Exactly.
No, there's no question. April, you're in control.
Near bare naked ladies for two, please.
Can I get your tongue?
She was nearly nude at the Emmys.
Mike, your chance to steal here. Mike.
Does anybody remember Gina Davis, that dress she had on?
Yeah. I saw a little of that. We actually saw that.
You did?
Yeah, we were. I was putting some game film in the VCR, and it came on the television late at night.
Are you interested in sex at all?
No. I used to be. About 7 years ago, I think I had sex. We don't do much sex around them.
You and Mrs. Turner?
No, it's just not time. You know, when you're preparing a football game, uh-huh, and a football team, it's tough to do that. It really is.
What about the tapes you mentioned?
The tapes, you mean as far as the tape collection I have?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch those, but there's not much going on. It doesn't do it for me anymore. They're old. They're really old, mostly with Ron Jeremy. He doesn't do it for me anymore.
Do you ever call your sister for support? You know, Kathleen?
Yeah, she's too uppity. And she started speaking German about 2 years ago, and I was unable to really converse with her. She would say, I tried to get her help on our football team, but I tried to get her to talk to the team one time. She wouldn't come in. She's easy on the eyes. She's a pretty lady.
Mike, go again, please. Or April. Who's
in charge? April, you're, you know, there's no question. You're in control here, aren't you? April?
Okay. Let's take near bare naked ladies for three, please.
She was nearly nude as the first female to enter our J.O. contest.
Oh, I don't remember her name.
Mike, your chance to steal.
Who's Kathy?
No, I'm done.
Marie.
No, Maria.
Maria, that was
her name. Is Maria.
And the letter Maria. April, you're in control there. You're okay. If you come on strong, there's a chance you could get yourself back in this football game.
Okay. I guess the last category is NFL coaches close being fired.
Yes.
Oh, that's a shame, April. You don't know anything about football, do you?
Not a lot.
For one.
Neither do a lot of us.
For one.
He's sitting in this room right now.
You said you weren't going to.
Who is Norv Turner?
I lied.
$1 for you, April. I'm real happy about that. Yeah, it's the truth, but you have to deal with adversity. There's a lot of adversity you have to deal with. Go again, April.
NFL coaches close to being fired for two, please.
Ah, Cincinnati Bengals.
Mike, here's a chance for you to steal.
No clue.
No clue.
Yep. Some dope named Bruce Coslet.
Bruce Coslet, yeah. Pull the trigger on him. X him.
Wow.
Put his head in a guillotine. Not me, for God's sakes, not me.
He's a pussy.
Coslet's a pussy.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. I'm starting to get a little more fire in my belly. I like the way you do things around here. Yeah, but, you know, you've run a successful football team for a long time. All right, April, you're in control.
Okay, NFL coach is close to being fired for three, please.
He is coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Hey.
Mike, here's your chance to steal.
It was Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher is correct.
$3. That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. Way to go, kids.
Thank you.
All right, now they both make it to the second round today.
Yeah, it's a good game. I mean, April's coming up on the short end of the stick here a little bit, but there's a chance that she could really make an end run and double her score. So there, she's still.
North, settle down.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just not feeling real good.
Settle down. You're among friends here.
You got any Pectate?
You got any what?
Pectate.
Oh, Gale Pectate. Yeah.
We call it Pectate.
We'll get you some Gale Pectate.
No time for the KO.
Okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike.
A lot of times people, media and people in general, think people are crazy when they say God spoke to them. I didn't hear an audible voice. Nobody came and knocked on the door and told me, Reggie, you should do this. I just heard something in my mind that gave me extreme peace. While I was getting my back rubbed, God spoke to me and told me I made a promise. When I signed a deal, last year I signed a 5-year deal with the promise to the team that I would play for 2 years. I made a promise to the Green Bay Packers that I would play for 2 years. And while I was laying down, the Lord spoke to me and said, you made a promise. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you made a promise.
Huh?
You promised them that you would play 2 years, and I want you to fulfill that commitment.
Right, Reggie.
Hey. Serving as a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners, the Don and Mike Show.
God ever speak to you, Norm, about the Redskins?
Yeah, God spoke to me just last week. So that Reggie White's he's a heck of a football player. and I agreed with him. I said, you're right, Lord. He's a heck of a football player.
All right, Norm, we're going to play final Low Budget Jeopardy now. We have...
that's Dandy.
We have both April and Mike.
Yeah, they're good kids. Both of them, they're doing a fine job. Hi, kids.
Let me see. Line 6.
Hello.
Line 4. Hi, guys?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Final low-budget Jeopardy, and here is your category.
Good luck.
X marks the spot.
Oh, yeah, right here.
No. It has nothing to do with you getting canned.
All righty.
X marks the spot.
Okay, done.
For most of this year's episodes of The X-Files, David Duchovny will be replaced by this actor, famous for his role in Terminator 2. All right, for most episodes of The X-Files this year, David Duchovny will be replaced by this actor, famous for his role in Terminator 2. If you got the answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the complete line of Norm Turner beauty products and cosmetics. For my body wash, my exfoliating cream, and my burgundy and gold bath oil beads, I'm sure you'll say, there's no question that Norm Turner's beauty products make you feel 7 years younger with that clean, fresh, tingly feeling that you always see me with on the sidelines, especially in the preseason games in the hot summer. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy. Alex Trebek, Toronto. Go, Donnie.
Thank you, Norm. You're welcome. Where's my loofah?
Right here. Carry one with me. My fanny pack.
I know you promised me a loofah. Who do I talk to first here, Norm? April or Mike?
We're going to go to April. She is the low woman on the totem pole.
April.
Okay, who is Robert Patrick?
Robert Patrick is correct.
Congratulations, you double your score now. Sit tight there, April. We're going to see if you win the big money.
An excellent poll now, Mike.
Yes.
If you have the answer, you're the big wiener again.
It was Robert Patrick.
Who is Robert Patrick? He got it, too.
And that means that Mike McCarthy, you got your winning streak intact. You're really snapping off the victories here.
Thanks, Coach.
You're our low-budget Jeopardy champion. Attaboy, what's that feel like?
It's great. How do you think?
Mike, you've done it again. Well, he wouldn't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Mike?
I tell you, I'd love to smell victory.
Mike, you've done it again. April, parting is such sweet sorrow. Don't go away mad. Just go away, please. Mike,
yes.
We've got money for you. April, we have parting gifts. And now here, let me play you in. Here's Norm Turner to tell you all about it.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, hold on. I got a tape for you, Norm.
Head coach of your Washington Redskins.
Thank you.
Remember, he doesn't deserve all the blame.
Thank you very much.
Norm Turner.
Yeah, it's great to be here. And I just want to say, way to go, Mike. You're working on quite a satchel of cash.
Thank you.
You got doubled your score to $28. We throw in a $25 bonus for a total of $53 added to your previous days tell you your total is $154 for you, Mike McCarthy. Congratulations.
Shout out to Mr. 40.
That's good. And April, here are your gifts here. First of all, you've won an Almost Famous prize pack, courtesy of AMC and DreamWorks. Almost Famous is now showing at local theaters, check newspapers for showtimes. I'm sure they'll let you whenever you want to go. But wait, there's more. You've won a copy of Sony PlayStation Sydney 2000. Earn points for free Olympic merchandise from Express.com and go for the gold. Express.com, high-speed entertainment. Well, wait,
still more.
You've won a WWF Unforgiven Prime Pack, courtesy of Comcast Cable and Comcable. WWF Unforgiven is in demand this Sunday at 8 p.m. Call now to order on pay-per-view. Thanks for playing the game, April.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, April.
Oh, can I say happy anniversary to my husband? It's our 2-year anniversary today.
Oh, that's special. Yeah.
Sure, honey. Go ahead.
Thank you. Happy birthday, happy anniversary, honey.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Thank you so much.
All right, both of you guys, thanks. Hold on a second, please. And Norv, well,
oh, there's no question. It's been a real, fun time I've had here.
Sunday night, New York.
Sunday night, New York. We're going to beat the Giants. And,
Giants.
You'll see a great, great turnout. I'll tell you, nobody will be happier than I will be if we can win that Hopunga.
You're going to lose. I picked you in the pool to lose.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that.
You're going to go to 1-3.
Yeah, that's great. I got one thing I just want to say to my fans.
Okay. All right. Norv has a comment.
There's no question. Still didn't break the log jam.
Oh, no. Norv Turner's fart was brought to you by eGars.com.
I'm in a lot of pain.
For the best cigars on the planet, go to eGars.com on the World Wide Web. Norv, thank you.
Thank you.
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Foreign Incorporated, and is distributed by King World. Check out my cramps.
Poor boy.
He's the one who should be worried about luggage.
With the cramps?
Yeah, he's under a lot of stress.
Oh, time for news with Buzzy. Open face buzz. Let me toss this out.
That's right.
Here we go. Listen carefully.
As we get into the world of buzz. We got a free trip to give away to L.A. today.
Right.
Because we're continuing the J.O. contest and your tapes in the next week. Huh? And we came up with another trip to Los Angeles next week, so it'll be the same prize.
Cool.
But this trip has to be given away today. Question. 3 hours ago.
Yes.
Started the show.
All right.
Reading a list about various terms for Jay Owen. We started talking about this Redskin who allegedly beat up his wife.
Right.
I mentioned that my wife and I had a fight yesterday morning in which she did not call the police.
Right.
Remember, because that was the whole thing with Dana Stubblefield. He said he had a fight with his wife. Mm-hmm. It was no big deal, yet she called the police.
Right.
What Frida and I arguing about? If you know, be the 100th caller right now.
I know.
At 877-365-3636.
I actually am always very pleased when I know the answer.
If you know what we were fighting about, and yet, God love her, she didn't call the cops.
No, she didn't.
Be the 100th caller now, and you win a free trip to Los Angeles.
All right.
And while you're doing that, let's go to Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Bare-boned
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what's your lead tonight?
Tonight, what a week for the Washington Redskins now. The owner's being sued.
Sit down, Danny.
Oh, no.
Hi, Danny.
All right, Buzz. We will find the details of that. Mm-hmm. We'll stay tuned for that in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned stay for tuned. News and comment on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Mike Show.
Nobody delivers the live commercials like you and I, Mike.
We do.
We
That's
care. Right. You know why?
Absolutely.
Because we care.
Right.
It's from your ticker. From my ticker.
And it shows.
Hey, Buzz, hold on. Before we get our winner.
All right.
Newsbreaker.
Uh-oh.
Wendell. Hey, Wendell Hall. Wendell Smoot Hall. Wheel her in.
The very googly in love Wendell Hall is here with his new squeeze.
All right. You know the girl he met on the show?
Mm-hmm.
The $250 girl?
Yeah.
She's here.
She's here, and she's looking happy, and he's looking happy.
She's here. Look how happy they are. I love it when happy things happen on this show.
They're hanging in.
It looks to me like somebody might have a hot Friday night date.
Well, no, that's what I answered. Wendell said that she has to work tonight.
Oh.
Bummer.
Yet she came by to say hi to Wendell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you two seen each other since the date?
Oh, yeah, we've been banging like bunnies, man.
Oh, my God. What a guy. So you still like our boy, Wendell?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we like him, too.
That's great.
He's a good man.
You guys are having a good time together?
Oh, yeah.
All right, and so the relationship is progressing nicely?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
Good.
Good. How's Wendell as a lover?
He's a great lover, however.
What? Uh-oh.
He needs to work on his...
On his what?
Boy, my God.
Delivery.
Put a word in there, my God.
Work on his delivery?
And we talked about this.
Okay.
But, okay, for instance.
Okay.
This is a couple weeks ago. He stayed over.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, thank God. All right, I was getting nervous there.
He got up and said, thanks for the coffee, thanks for the company, and thanks for the sex.
Oh, okay. Oh, when you say delivery, you're talking about like what the word?
Yeah. It's a conversation.
And I was like, okay.
I wasn't exactly Joe Smooth, but I realized as I'm saying, thanks for the coffee and thanks for the cigarettes and all that. It's all sort of just a euphemism for thanks
you
for.
You cracked me up.
For the sex.
You cracked me up. That's the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
Pissed off, but I laughed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good.
I just realized how corny it seemed to be thanking you for the inconsequentials.
Thanks for the coffee. Thanks for the conversation.
Thanks for the sex.
His heart is in the right place.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He is a gentleman, isn't he? He's a perfect gentleman.
Well, that was like when we went to dinner, and he was looking across from me, and he was talking to himself, and I said, what did you say? And he said, look at her eyes, not her boobs. Look at her eyes, not her boobs.
He's just flirting with you Wendell style.
Is that Wendell style?
He's crazy about you. All right, get out of here. We're just happy you guys are doing good.
Thanks, you crazy kids.
We're happy you're doing well.
That is great. Good job.
Thanks for the conversation. Thanks for the cigarettes.
Just two kids in love.
Thanks for the sex.
That's fantastic.
All right, Buzz, let's give away a trip to Los Angeles.
Let's do it.
Before we talk about Daniel Snyder in the news.
All right.
And here we go. Call 100 time. Hello.
I am caller 100.
Don and Mike Show. Yes, hi. Who's this?
This is Lloyd in Springfield.
Lloyd, you are listening to us on WJFK FM.
Absolutely.
Lloyd, have you been listening to the whole show today?
Yes.
Yesterday, what were Frieda and I arguing about? Even though I didn't discuss it yesterday, I discussed it today.
Today, right. You were arguing about if you...
Hello?
Hello?
Crappy cell phone, hello?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Lesson for us
God,
all.
God, is he going to be irritated? Huh?
His phone just died on us.
It just quit right when he was going to answer the question.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Shelley in Alexandria.
Shelley, if you have the right answer, it's really your lucky day because that last guy's cell phone just crapped out on it.
Oh, well, Bart wasn't awake and Frieda's too chipper in the morning.
Yeah, bingo. That's both of them.
That's it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. In a nutshell, that's it.
Would you have accepted either answer because I was going to say there could have been two. It was Bart not waking Bart up and Frieda singing.
Oh, yes. My God.
Either way, listen, you proved to us you listened to the whole show today.
I do every day.
And listen to this. You've won a vacation for two to Los Angeles.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Courtesy of the National Enquirer's Uncovered.
My favorite rag.
National Enquirer's Uncovered. They don't just cover Hollywood. They uncover it. Tune in weekdays at 12:30 on Fox.
Oh, I will.
And what was your name again?
Shelley.
Shelley, where are you from?
Alexandria.
Beautiful. Shelley, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Hold on, Shelley.
I will.
Now listen to everybody else for the J.O. contest.
All right.
Same prize. Another trip to Los Angeles.
Fantastic.
That we will be giving away when we conclude the J.O. contest.
And we got some great entries today, and we know there are going to be more coming.
So keep the show flowing. Yes. Keep the tapes coming.
Get them off to us.
Heavy. Heavy flow of tapes coming in. Right now. A solid stream of tapes coming in.
Oh, man, I tell you, they're just shooting in the mailbox.
So drop us a load.
That sucked. I'm sorry. I apologize for that one.
Here now is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Donna and Mike. The owner of the Washington Redskins is being sued
by the former stadium groundskeepers.
Sit down, Danny.
Okay, now, as someone who's been sued a few times, rather frivolously every time.
That's true, absolutely. All of them.
All of them. Everyone. I would have to say that this is a BS lawsuit.
What are they saying he did? Well, John Jenkins Jr. and John Jenkins Sr. are suing Daniel Snyder for what he said about them in the November Sports Illustrated. In that article, Snyder was defending his decision to fire over 24 workers, including the Jenkinses. He said the field was in bad shape, and he blamed the groundskeepers for it. The Jenkins men say Snyder defamed them, caused them mental anxiety, emotional distress, embarrassment, and humiliation. They want a retraction and some cash. Snyder has no comment. A team spokesman calls the lawsuit, as the word was mentioned earlier,
frivolous.
Frivolous, yeah. Exactly.
What Snyder said in Sports Illustrated is, whoever was doing these fields before are trying to get these players killed.
Right. Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. That's pretty bad.
What he was saying was the fields were crappy,
yeah,
and he was bringing in other people to like put down sod and stuff like that, although he never mentioned these guys by name.
Yeah, I don't think if you don't mention them by name.
I don't think so.
You got a lot of people that are doing it. I think that the old Danny's safe on that one.
Okay.
Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
I think that depends on whether the judge is a ticket holder, isn't it?
or if they win this weekend.
That's right. Everything changes if they win this
weekend.
That's
right.
That's right.
Will gasoline prices go down because of what the president did today? Only time will tell. Today, the president released 30 million barrels of oil from our emergency reserve to drive down oil prices. It could take 2 to 4 weeks for the extra oil to have any effect on prices, but that would be just in time for the home heating season.
Well, good. What are we saving that stuff for anyway?
In case we're attacked by somebody.
Come on.
That's your man.
I'm just saying what your man's saying.
Shoot the wad.
You're agreeing with Gore and with the president, and you're disagreeing with George Bush when you say that.
Well, that's the nice thing. You can,
in the party, you can disagree with certain positions.
Sure, yeah.
It's allowed. I thought you ought to know.
I'm not for censorship, but I'm also not for the hoarding of oil.
Yeah, especially if it's, you know, it's at least they're trying something.
So if it takes 2 to 4 weeks for this to have an effect, that would be just in time for the heating season and just in time for the presidential election, it's been pointed out. And that's even if it works. Some critics say OPEC will just slow down oil production now to make up the difference, counteracting what the president did today.
And you know, here's what pisses me off about OPEC.
Wasn't that generally the country that we went over there and saved their asses?
Well, no. It was. There are a lot of countries that we did. Kuwait was one country, and there are a bunch of them over there that we didn't save. And so they go, you know, they speed on us.
Yeah, but how come Kuwait's not standing up and saying, hey, don't F the United States on this?
However, if we had gone all the way to Baghdad, we probably wouldn't have this little oil problem right now if we had a few military bases in Iraq.
George W. Bush says the president's playing short-term politics was something that could affect our long-term national security. Well, he's right that they're playing short-term politics.
Yeah, he's right about that. I agree.
But no, giving up some oil so we have some when it's cold. You know, come on, listen.
And it's not going to affect our long-term security. That's
no,
crap.
Please, that's bull.
I think it was a political move by Gore to suggest it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a political comment by Bush to say it could affect our national security.
They're both so full of crap.
They are. We can agree on that.
You know, they really are. I'm still for Bush.
Mm-hmm.
He's still for Gore.
Right.
But they're both OPECers. I mean, that's what I was going to call the people of OPEC. But
right.
They're all OPECers.
Absolutely.
They really are.
Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid were among the folks who got to spend the night in the Clinton White House, but they're just two of the 404 names of the overnight guests at Camp David or the White House in the past 13 months.
Meg, I just have to tell you, when Harry met Sally, I want you. I want you now. That sounds like North Turner.
A little similar. The list is out because Hillary was accused of using the sleepovers to reward big campaign donors. And although the list includes those donors, it also includes folks who didn't give a dime, including Danny DeVito and wife Rhea Perlman.
Imagine that. When they were done, she came in. Attention, Sam. I want these sheets burned.
Yeah. And Jada Pinkett with husband Will Smith. They stayed there and didn't donate anything.
Ooh, Jada.
The Clintons say they see nothing wrong with all this, and they say they plan to have more overnight guests before they leave the White House.
Hillary needs some boner donors.
Kathleen Willey is not going quietly. Willey is a former White House volunteer who went on 60 Minutes to say that Bill Clinton tried to fondle her.
Willey.
Now she's suing the White House for invading her privacy and violating her civil rights. She says the White House did that by making public the friendly letter she had written the president after the alleged groping took place.
Yo, yo, Big Willy style.
The letters raise credibility or questions about her credibility and her truthfulness.
Mm.
Willy also says Democrats tried to pressure her into keeping quiet when Paula Jones lawyers were looking for other women to accuse the president.
Doesn't she know that we're all just sick of this?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, see, even if by some odd shred of evidence she's right, who cares?
We all know he was doing that. It's over. He's going to be out of office. Stop it.
It's not over for her. She won't let go.
Oh,
she says,
shut up.
She says her tires were punctured and that a strange man asked about her kids and her missing cat by name.
Little Willy, Willy won't go home.
How's that cat of yours?
How you doing, Sheriff?
Good to see you, Mr. Willy.
Interesting.
I was wondering, I had a little problem with your tires. I was wondering how your kids and your cat is. Sheriff Head.
She says the strange man asked her if she had gotten the message.
Catherine Wheely, Wheely won't
get a message.
Go home.
Yeah, all right.
Remember the taco shells made from Bitchley cow corn?
Oh, do I?
Now they're being recalled. Kraft is taking its Taco Bell brand of taco shells off supermarket shelves. Tests have proven they were made from corn that's not for human consumption. It's genetically altered corn meant to feed farm animals. Now, the problem was discovered by a group that's against genetic engineering of food, but Kraft hired its own test and found out the group was right. I'll be taking mine back to the store tomorrow. Kraft says it won't sell any more Taco Bell shells until it's sure the corn is fit for human.
Genetically engineered corn from Kraft.
Thank you, Buzz. Hold on, we've got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
The home of the pumpkin shampoo, the Don and Mike Show.
Spread out the commercial.
Yeah.
You know, Washington Sports Club, great sponsor of this show. We want to welcome them.
Sorry.
What?
I'm thinking about what you said at the very beginning of the show when your wife says you come home angry and you wake up angry. I was just thinking about that right now. And you can really, one of the reasons you're going to come home angry today will be because they jammed all those commercials into the same spot.
We got a great client, Washington Sports Club.
Absolutely. Wonderful client.
They buy a gigantic schedule on our show. We're so happy that they bought commercials.
So happy.
And they pay extra for us to do live commercials.
Right.
So, like today, we do a four-hour show. They bought three commercials.
Right.
Well, in the 4 hours, they run all three live commercials within an hour of each other.
Now, that's the people that are here that do that, right?
Yeah.
The people that are here put the commercials in that place. Not the Washington Sports Club.
No,
right. The people here that jammed them all together.
But on the bright side, Andy Rice got out of here before 5:30.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah,
shocker. Beautiful. So, of course, by the third time we're reading the same goddamn live commercial in an hour, we're like going...
Right, exactly.
You know, for future reference, you have three live spots in a four-hour show. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. I'm goofy. I might be goofy tired.
You put one in the 3 o'clock hour, one in the 4 o'clock hour,
right,
and one in the 5 o'clock hour.
Spread out.
That's how you do it.
It's not rocket science. No.
Thank you. I'm not going home mad tonight. She's not there tonight. She's going out with her friends tonight.
There you go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Officials in Hawaii say they're going to hit Whitney Houston with drug charges. Actually, just one charge and a misdemeanor at that, but one that carries up to 30 days in jail and a $1,000 fine.
You know what Bobby Brown said about that?
What does Bobby say about that, Mike?
You got a message, Mike?
Yeah.
Egars.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
www.egars.com, the hottest e-commerce site on the planet.
That's a good time you picked to pick up the copy in front of me, Rob.
Yeah, I'm here chilling down with the two fat men. Yeah.
It goes back to her visit to the Aloha State last January. It was then that security folks found a half ounce of pot in Whitney's bag. But Whitney boarded the plane and left before the real police could get to the airport.
Don and Mike, Whitney!
if she doesn't turn herself in before next month's hearing, she could be arrested next time she goes to Hawaii, but officials there say they don't plan to try to track her down on the mainland.
Well, her brother, the private detective, is checking into that.
Matt Houston.
Houston.
Former Playboy playmate Anna Nicole Smith was in a courtroom in Houston today. There, a jury's being chosen to decide if she's entitled to any of her late husband's fortune.
I hope she gets all the money.
She
deserves it.
I guess the guy did have like 7 trusts and 6 wills, so there is some legal confusion here.
And she made him very, very happy.
For a short time.
Oh,
yes.
Right. She changed his oxygen cans for him.
She was left out of the will of oil magnate J. Howard Marshall. The money went to one of his 2 sons.
She wiped him when he couldn't wipe his own BM.
Yeah, and while she was doing that, he's like, hey, take a look at this piece of ass. But Smith says he promised her half his fortune if she would marry him, which she did, of course. She was 26 when he was 89. He died 1 year after the wedding.
Oh, I tell you, it's wild.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, little Anna Nicole Smith right here. Hey, look at those cans.
Is she wild?
Hey, she got some good Hogan's here, baby?
Wild.
Listen, I'll be dying in a year. You're going to have half my fortune.
Wild.
This is big. Sex is getting safer in Baltimore.
Impossible.
No, it's true. Maryland's Charm City has been fighting its status as the city with the highest infection rate of sexually transmitted diseases in America.
I'll tell you, not only, I was so upset when they sat Cal down, almost as upset as I was when I got chlamydia.
Now, syphilis cases are down 60%, chlamydia is down 9%, and gonorrhea is down 4%.
Oh, the painful drip.
What a difference 2 years has made. At last check, Baltimore's syphilis rate was 33 times the national average.
I'm so upset about my herpes, I'm going to go get a big bucket of English fried chicken.
But now, Baltimore's not even in the top 5. The rest of the figures aren't out yet, but it may not even be in the top 10 cities anymore.
Going to have to try harder.
The STD rates were high because of the city's crack cocaine problem, people trading sex for drugs. Officials say a doubling of effort at the health department made all the difference.
So are we up in crack?
No, I think that may be about the same.
But just not trying hard enough in Charm City.
Come on, go O's! Kathy Lee Gifford is ready to go to work on her next big project.
Okay!
Maybe this will give us a clue as to the direction her career will be taking and...
Inky stay.
What kind of success may lie ahead for Kathy Lee?
Inquay... Okay.
Her next project is a made-for-TV movie for E! Entertainment Television.
Oh, good. She belongs there.
That's a perfect network for her. The bright side is she'll play a sitcom star with substance abuse and anger problems.
Oh, that's so funny. You know, I'm glad she's giving us some more. But who's going to watch it? You know, I won't watch it because it's too obscure a network.
Howie Mandel will watch it. He plays her manager in the movie.
Oh, God. Poop and stay. Move me, owie, hey. Who's your way?
Dr. Laura's TV show's been yanked off the air just 2 weeks after its debut.
Humble day, okay.
Lots of that going around.
Man, I've got some bug. Yeah. End of the week.
It has nothing to do with the fact there was a story about Kathy Lee and a story about Dr. Laura.
No.
How did these stories get together? Paramount says the show needs retooling. The show's been a subject of protests because of Ms. Schlesinger's gay bashing on her radio show.
So let me get this straight.
Uh-huh.
Wait, Dr. Lewis had a TV show on the air for two weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And already they are retooling
it? They stopped production. They've shut down. Shut down production on the show. The problems are multifold. Many advertisers have either refused to buy time on the show or they've canceled their ads, and to put it mildly, the ratings are horrible.
Horrible.
Even Dr. Laura fans are disappointed because she's avoided controversy in her first TV shows.
Nice neck, though.
And it hasn't done any of the scolding she's famous for.
What did Shale say? A turtleneck up to her chin?
Yeah.
To hide her waffle bags or something like that. He called her waddle bags.
Something horrible, like as she has a turtleneck up to her eyes because she's got the big old turkey neck. Word is Dr. Laura's also been fighting with her producers over what the show should or should not be. The mosquito-carried West Nile virus is making its way from New York to Washington. The virus has killed hundreds of birds and a few horses and people and made other people sick in the last couple of years. Now, two crows have been found in Maryland dead from the virus in Columbia and Relay.
Were they the black crows, Mom?
They were black crows, but I don't think they were singers.
Mm-hmm.
New York continues to battle the virus carrying mosquitoes with pesticide spraying. The questions have been raised about which is more dangerous, the virus or the pesticide?
Ooh, the spray.
And from the Monkey News Network.
Oh, now, this I love. I love this story. So glad you're going with this, Buzz.
This is a beautiful story. State troopers are looking for three monkeys that have been throwing fruit at cars on I-95 near Jarrett, Virginia.
Is this a fantastic story or what?
This is amazing, man. Right off the I-95, right?
Right, yeah, just off the main drag there.
One trooper says he just started laughing when the first driver flagged him down to report the monkey business. But when he drove to the scene of the crime, the trooper found two more motorists, including a man who said, "I know this sounds crazy, but a monkey threw an apple at our car." And then something hit the van driven by the other motorist, and the officer looked up into an oak tree where he saw three brown monkeys throwing crab apples.
I love monkeys.
I love that.
The monkeys then climbed down the tree, ran across the road, and got away.
There you go.
Don't worry, they'll be here for the sales meeting Monday morning at 9 o'clock.
At the WJFK radio station.
Yeah. They'll all be there with their crab apples.
Thank you, Buzz. You're back. Okay, Tim, be quiet.
He's always the loudest.
Time for a call 100. Don't forget, be assertive. Last caller of the week. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hey, look at Brad Griffin's big red ass.
He's the 100th caller now. Oh, Mike, speaking of big red ass.
Oh, here.
It's soup. It's Friday. www.egars.com. He called 100 right now for that prize pack.
This is the Dawn and Mike.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Marge, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Oh, my watch, your left. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, everybody. Keep your tapes for the jail contest coming.
Absolutely.
We'll give away the trip to Los Angeles next week. Maybe the week after. We'll see how much response we get.
Very good.
Send your jail tapes to Don and Mike, jail contest, care of CBS. 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, VA, 22030. And listen, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Tri-state area.
Yes.
Still waiting for the first tape from you guys, okay?
Come on now, you can do it.
Next week on the show, Jerry Lawler, the wrestler who lied to David Letterman about the Andy Kaufman thing.
Yeah, it was all a big scam.
Candace Bushnell, who likes it in the poop shoot.
No. This is an old family. I'm getting calls from Mom. No more. I ask you, please, humbly.
Not a
no
word
more.
When she's here.
No. I don't want her people to hear it. I don't want anybody. This is a
They've
family
already heard
friend.
Mike.
Please stop. I'm begging you.
Also next week, James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday and Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue.
Cool.
Okay. Lots of stuff next week.
God.
You see, Mike used to date Candace Bushnell,
no,
who is the brains behind Sex in the City.
We went to one prom together.
That was a date.
We were friends. And
you
there was,
dated her.
There was nothing about the Dookie or any of that.
You dated her.
I dated her. Oh, Mike.
You dated her.
I'm feeling that pain already.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. In sports, Michael Jordan says he'll take the blame if his NBA team doesn't play 500 ball this season. The Washington Wizards open their training camp in about 10 days, and Jordan says he'll be at every practice. He says he let other people call the shots last season when the Wizards went 29-53.
You know, that's enough to make me want to go out and spend, whatever it is, $50,000 on season tickets. Michael Jordan has guaranteed they'll play 500 ball this year.
Very exciting, isn't
it? Sign me up, Mike.
You have his word on it.
That's right. We didn't get Patrick Ewing, did we? We were supposed to, but we didn't get Patrick Ewing.
No. No, we get Spike Lee. This season, Michael says he will trade, suspend, or recommend the benching of players who don't meet expectations. Quoting Jordan, "I will take full accountability." The amazing Mets are on the verge of clinching a National League playoff berth in spite of losing 13 out of 20 this month.
The Mets topped the wild card by 5 games over L.A., but trail each leading Atlanta by 4.5.
Wild.
And some golf fans are also bird watchers, and they say they've been hearing chirping birds on CBS television's golf coverage that, you know, birds that belong in some other part of the country. The Buick Open, for example, was in Michigan, but viewers were hearing the Canyon Wren, which, according to the Washington Post, never goes east of Texas. The paper says CBS was playing tapes of bird sounds in the business that's called audio sweetening.
Oh, wow.
Some bird lovers think it's sweet that CBS has included the tweets, but others say it's making it hard for them to hear the birds that are really there. CBS admits it used the tapes, but says it only did so, get this, because it couldn't make the local birds sing more. Is that what it said?
There's Jim Nance out there. Sing, goddammit! Sing!
No, Jim was out with the bird seed, putting bird seed near the microphones.
There's always one bird there. It's Carmi. Carmi's always there. All the golf tournaments. Flying high above. Carmi actually flies higher than the blimp.
CBS says it'll stop using the tapes now.
There he is. Hold on. Let me throw him one of those brand new golden dollars.
There you go.
Oh, golden dollars.
Anything shiny. Finally, when the Olympics come to town, any town, business folk like to cash in. And that includes the prostitutes of Sydney, Australia. They're giving a whole new meaning to the words down under.
This little girl has knockers.
Brothels operate legally in Australia.
She was a whore.
A whorehouse near the Olympic complex put an ad in the paper there saying it has gold medal specialists ready to entertain. And the ad offers customers a menu of events, including sprints, relays, and marathons.
Here's one of those customers now. You might recognize him from Arliss.
Uh-huh.
His name is Rudy Martsky. Here he is ordering something off the menu.
Boom.
It's back on there, too. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
But, yes, that's it. We got to go.
No! Have a great weekend. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Mark. I will talk to you Sunday at 6 for the Redskins versus Giants on the Redskins Radio Network. They're losing. They suck. But I won't say that on that show on Sunday night. Have a good show.
I will.
We want to thank Mr. 40 for coming down today.
Yeah, Mr. 40!
Also want to thanks to Mike Patrick from ESPN.
Excellent.
Gotta go. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, you are. What's your name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen. Where are you calling from?
Driving from Arlington.
Karen, you want a copy of Sony PlayStation Sydney 2000. Earn points for free Olympic merchandise from Express.com. And go for the gold, Express.com. High speed entertainment. The waiter's war. You've won the almost
famous.
Prize pack. Courtesy of AMC and DreamWorks. Almost famous.
Yeah.
You'll love that movie now. Showing at local theaters.
Yeah.
Check newspapers for showtimes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. All right, that's it. We got to go.
Yeah.
Send your J.O. tapes. And we'll be back Monday with the all-new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
Friend.
Trusted friend. Robbie, have a safe flight.
Thank you.
Safe flight. Rob is spending the weekend in Los Angeles, everybody.
Cool. Okay.
And hopefully we'll see him back on Monday. Throw your Santa Claus hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. Sorry about that.
I said in my head, I hope the pilot does as well as Mike does that cap.
Really? You said that?
Yes, I did.
No, don't do that.
That's right. I'll buckle.
You know what? That's like the stupid thing. You ever been out shooting hoops and you think, if I make this one, we're going to get a 10 share on the rating.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
I do that all the time.
And then you miss it, and you go, okay, that one didn't count. if I make this one, we're going to get a 10 share on the ratings. And then eventually you go inside because you can't make a goddamn basket.
I know. It's sad to do it, but we all do it.
Right.
If it goes in my mouth, I won't die in a fiery wreck.
I know. It's scary, isn't it?
Well.
We will see you Monday. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. It's Sammy Davis here saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.